Gravy gang, gang, gang. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pastor Gravy, we're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
Now we go hit and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Gravy, gravy, gravy gang! What is going on? Happy Gravy Day, everybody. It's Pastor Gravy, episode 550. We're recording on tax day. Don't forget to pay those taxes. It is an Olympic year. Fucking pesky tax season. But it's Alex, Robert, and Pat making his return to the podcast. We had another Pat last week, but it's also good to have the OG Pat back.
You know, I like to be here from time to time.
We missed you.
Yeah, he immediately just took shots at me. I was like, yeah, that guy can't draft for shit, huh? Yeah, I can't, okay?
I did appreciate that.
I've got my takes.
He came out firing. He came out firing, though. And I think I did edge out everybody
else just can't draft
in our most hated sports or people in sports mock draft. I think it was like I beat Robert by like 1 or 2 percentage points.
Did you? I thought I saw that it'd be tied.
We were tied at one point. I don't know. I may have not looked at it when it was over, but if you would have checked that, I don't know how long that would take you. But I did go Donald Trump and Megan Rapinoe number 1 and 2 in the most hated people in sports. And like, I thought that was a strong 1-2 punch.
So did I.
I had a more consistent draft. But yeah, we missed you, buddy. I'm glad you're back. Did you want to talk about it at all? Did you want to just put it out there? I saw you had tweeted. This is, I'll give you the floor.
Okay, I guess I'll just do my early not cool. But yeah, my friend died Wednesday morning. Like, I was at work and I got the message. And like, our families were, you know, how like you usually have like 1 or 2 families that you're super close with growing up. That was one of them. You know, their dad died when I was like 10. She was my age. Their younger brother died like 4 years ago. So it's just been really tragic shit. It wasn't like anybody's, like, she hydroplaned when that weather was really bad last Wednesday, and it was instant. But I thought for a little while I'd be able to hold it together. As the day went on, I had to leave work. My hand was shaking. I had to call her brother to talk to the family. And it was a bad day. It was a shit day. But, you know, it sucks. There's nothing else to say about it. Life sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're at the age where this shit has happened, unfortunately, more than once. For most people, you just know people, and it happens. And you just got to keep going. That's really all there is. But
we love you, buddy. We love you and her family, too. And
yeah, I appreciate
it. We were all thinking about you.
Yeah, and I had tweeted out there's a GoFundMe that they had set up for. Alex retweeted it from the podcast page. You know, if you can, if you have a few bucks to, you know, send their way, help them in a difficult time. They'd appreciate it, but yeah. So we got that out of the way. Let's get back to trying to have a little fun here today.
And shout out to Patrick McClellan for, again, we said it on the podcast last week, but like within 2 hours was like, yeah, I got you. I completely just figured it was going to be me and Robert. Wouldn't have been anything wrong with that. I just was like, well, I might as well ask Patrick if he's down. And absolutely. What time? Real G move right there. Moves inside.
Yeah, he's a good
lasagna.
Guy. He's good people.
But T's and P's to you and everybody involved in that and their families. And yeah, we'll post the GoFundMe later this week. And if you guys want to donate or not, you can, but that's up to you. But yeah, T's and P's to you, Pat. If you wanna hear a fun little idea that I came up with,
or is it, always,
you know, a fun little idea that I feel like maybe we could turn into a merch idea. Really, it's a merch idea that then I had to come up with the idea. But the idea is that you can be an April Fool anytime, not just April 1st. And I think that instead of saying JK when you tell a bad joke, that you should be able to say April Fools at any point in time. Just any kind of prank. April Fools. I pull out the chair as Pat's trying to sit down. Like, hey, Pat, come on, sit down. When you sit down, I pull it out. You fall down. April Fools. You're like, it's June. Doesn't matter. You're still an April Fool. You can be an April Fool at any point in time. And I think that really proves that it's April Fools somewhere. like 5 o'clock somewhere. It's April Fool's somewhere. I want to make an April Fool's somewhere shirt. It's April Fool's somewhere. Kind of an homage to Jimmy Buffett, but I don't really know how to market it. So the idea that I came up with was, let's go metal with this. And for some reason, all metal bands had to have a skeleton and lightning and some sort of other spooky type creature in there. I initially was going to go bat, but then I thought 5 o'clock somewhere, April Fool's somewhere, parrot. So we replaced bats with the parrot. And then I just came up with this cool Grim Reaper looking skeleton. It just says it's April Fool's somewhere. So I'm going to put that on a shirt. That is the most excited I think I've ever been about a shirt that we came up with. I was really excited about Darling Like a Marlin when that came out, even though you guys were still haters on it. I think that we got some traction with Darling Like a Marlin. We're about to have our fourth beer. But if this goes well, maybe we have April Fool's Ale instead of Darling Like a Marlin 4. Who knows? Or maybe we just have Darling Like a Marlin 4. April Fool's.
See, I like that. Because the whole point of it, you're fooling. You're fooling around. Why does it have to be in April? It's a foolish thing to do in the beginning, so might as well go full and say the wrong month.
Yeah, how foolish is that? We're saying all the wrong. That makes it even more foolish.
Trying to give me one day to be a fool? I'm a fool 365.
I'm a fool for you. Like, no, that was Slave for You. It was Britney Spears. I was trying to comment.
Well, no, but there's there was a country song in the night. I'm a fool, for you. I'm a fool. I think it was Alan Jackson. Sounds like Alan in my head.
Obviously quoting Alan Jackson. Everybody knows
of course.
A lot of Alan Jackson songs.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is April Fool's somewhere. And that's also just, you know, when Ron Burgundy said, Rome wasn't built in a day. When in Rome. It doesn't have to apply at all times. Just make it, just say it. When there's an awkward moment, just like, well, April Fool's. Who won't know what to do? We're throwing wrenches.
Sleeper chance to dream.
You can say it's toxic. We're bringing toxic back. That's toxic in a good way and a bad way. Just throw April Fool's out there. People don't know what to do. It's April Fool's somewhere. Time is just a flat circle. So really, it is April Fool's somewhere. It may not be where you are, but somewhere in this world right now, it's April Fool's.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do this year. We're going to be a bunch of toxic fools.
A bunch of April Fool's over here, right? It is April Fool's somewhere.
Also, and happy last day of Manuary. To all of the men out there.
Yes. As we're recording this, this may come out to you on February 1st. And then remember, we said at the end of last week's episode, I didn't know when everybody's going to get to listen to this week's, but shut the fuck up about other people's months. All right.
Yeah. Just shut your mouth now.
We had our mouth. We had our month. All right. Women's History Month.
Shut up.
All right. Honor it. Celebrate it with them. Black History Month. If I hear one fucking negative thing about Black History Month from a dude,
shut the fuck up. How sick would that be, though, if people were only allowed to bitch during their month? Now, and obviously some people fall into like multiple categories so they can have that. But like if it was just like if I was bitching in like October, they'd be like, shut the fuck up. It's not your time. It's not your time. Hold your complaints until the end of the show, which is your month.
Exactly.
I think I would also get March, though, because I'm Irish. And I'm Patrick. Like, not every Irish person gets March, but I do, because I am named after St. Patrick.
I think every Irish person does get that. It's like Irish month.
It is. And everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. That's what it is.
It's one day.
But I can be an April Fool for us.
You can be Irish one day, or you can be an April Fool any day of the year. That's really what we're trying to say.
So I guess everybody would get 2 months. You got to find a way to fit in two categories. I get January and March. Robert gets January, and I'm sorry, I don't know when Hispanic Heritage Month is, but you get that one too. Everybody only, and like if you bitch during any other time, everyone gets to tell you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And Alex, you get January and April because you're the biggest fool of all of us.
I like that.
In a good way.
I like that. I'm cool with that.
We're just going to be toxic fools this year. That's what we're going to do.
Toxic fools. Toxic April fools year round, guys.
Oh, and then here, another one we could do. And Robert, we're going to need you to sign off on this one.
Okay.
We could make toxic foos shirts. And we just like it's a button up plaid, but it only buttons that top button and it says toxic foos. Maybe we sell tall white socks that one says toxic, the other says foos. You guys get what I'm saying at all or no?
I don't.
It's kind of going over my head.
It's yeah. Like, you know, like LA Latino culture, they always call it, what's up, fool?
I thought you were doing like doyers, like a doyers
yeah,
bit.
Like, yeah.
I thought you were doing like but, a pity the fool.
No, fool. Like, it's like LA Hispanic.
Foo Fighters foos. Came into mind at some point, too.
It's one of my favorite Instagram accounts. It's just foos acting up or something like that. They're fucking awesome. I wish I was Latino so I could like participate. Because when I wear really tall white socks, they just call me super white. When they do it, it's cool as shit, which is pretty much everything white people do, though.
Yeah.
It was
white
just an idea.
Have anything now.
Well, hey, we'll revisit this in Hispanic Heritage Month. We'll bring back
good,
the foos.
Good idea. But congratulations on making it through another wonderful Manuary. Shout out to Adam.
We did
the
it,
cop,
boys.
Our buddy Adam Knotgrass for always making a man of the day.
I don't know how he does it. I couldn't do it. Really? I'd forget at least 16 yeah. days.
We had manly quotes that quit like the 15th.
I forgot about that, honestly,
I
already.
Forget. Yeah, see, I knew nobody cared. Nobody said
I bailed on gynecology quickly.
You did.
I tried. Man, I tried. No, I kept it going for like a week. But like
maybe.
Then other thing, I think about other things and something else gets pushed out of my brain. I've got man.
You were so much gynecology going on, you forgot to.
That's what I should do right now. Account. Forgetting to run this account, gynecology.
Chair reviews with Robert. That never happened. That was
well, that never
out.
Got off the ground because he is just a poopy pants.
Yeah. It's like you sit in a chair and you review it based on legs, dude. That's it.
Every time I see deals online for chairs, I want to send them to Robert. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He already got his chair, didn't he?
Just start tweeting Robert chairs again, and he'll have to review them. Robert Robosa 03. It's perfect.
Yeah, we'll see.
One last thing I had in the pre-com segment was, and I kind of bitch about this every year, but I do not understand why everyone gets all up in arms about spoilers, except for Super Bowl commercials. Fucking commercials. There's spoilers for commercials, and everybody's like, I have to watch this one. It's got Fred Armisen in it. Oh, my God. Did you see there's a John Wick one? Let's check that one out. It's an ad. If you click skip ad when you're watching a YouTube, don't do that on ours. Do it on everybody else's. But if you do that to avoid an ad and you're watching a preview, you're basically just losing that fight anyways. You're admitting defeat. You have to stand against the ads, except for on our podcast. Stand against the ads, and I don't want spoilers. I don't want to hear that John Hamm is in an airplane commercial. What if I wanted to be surprised by watching the Super Bowl? I was saving all my surprises for that. I can't get all up in arms about Super Bowl commercials, but if I were to tell you that Spider-Man dies or Iron Man dies in Avengers, everybody's going to lose their mind about it.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. What you're describing is more of teasers. I think spoiling it is when they air the full ad ahead of time and then they just run it again during the Super Bowl. No. Which firstly, I don't understand anyway. If you're going to spend the money on a Super Bowl ad, it should premiere at the Super Bowl. We shouldn't get to your ad because I've never seen an ad at the Super Bowl that I had already seen a week before and not gotten angry at it. Because I'm just like, no, this is Super Bowl.
It's supposed to be new.
Like, I'm glued to my TV for the entire time this is going on just because I want to see the new ads. And you show me an ad that I've seen already? That pisses that's me bullshit. Off. That is a spoiler. I think when they just go, oh, John Hamm and Doritos, that's a teaser. Which I don't love those. I don't hate them like you do. But as long as the whole thing, or like, it's got to be brand new or it's going to be classic. Like, you can show me the Budweiser Clydesdales. I don't care how many times I've seen that. That's classic one.
If it's an old I'll one, absolutely, that that's different. But to try and be, well, I want to get a jump on the Doritos commercials. I hear so-and-so is in it this year. I'll find out. I'll be watching the Super Bowl. Maybe if you're not watching the Super Bowl, you care. But I'll be watching the Super Bowl, so I'll just check that out. Or I'll see it afterwards. Yeah. If it's a funny commercial, I'll be talking about it, and I'll watch it then.
Like, I've said it many times. This is why I should have gone into marketing, because I feel like marketing agencies are just getting lazy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, everybody's going to have seen it, or they're going to watch it online anyway, so let's get a jump and do it a week ahead. No, that's just a dumb, bad idea made up by nerds who don't watch football and don't understand the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, they can try and get rid of people like me. Like, everyone's always mad at toxic masculinity. You need dumb brains like mine in every facet of society still, so that, like, you can still point out to the other dumb brains.
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree with you on that. I just think it's kind of funny that everybody that loses their mind if you spoiled Game of Thrones at all is super cool with you telling them that Kate McKinnon is on a commercial with
Pete
Davidson.
It's different because they didn't tell you because nobody's telling you, oh, Kate McKinnon is going to give Pete Davidson a hand job during the commercial. That's a spoiler. But if you just
I don't want to know who's in it. I want to know who's in it. Don't tell me who the actors are.
I get that.
That's the surprise.
I'm just saying, that's not a spoiler.
That's my spoilers. So now, please respect my spoilers if I respect yours. All right. Please respect my
spoilers.
Fair
enough. That's fair. That's fair.
And also, don't talk about the game after the day after because some people haven't watched it yet. Just like the.
That's on them.
Just like the presidential race. I always like to DVR it, watch it the next day. So I don't want anybody talking about the election results because I haven't seen it yet. If you can get mad at me about telling you the results from The Voice, I can get mad at you about telling me the results from the Super Bowl and a political election. Just know
you can do whatever you want. It's America.
Bringing toxic back in 2024. That's our thing.
Toxic foods.
Bring it back. Did you have anything, Robert?
Yeah, I like it. I'm going into like little personalization. Like, as you see, I'm not a case guy on my phone. I have these like little vinyl stickers that I put on them. And so I thought all of my cards, my like bank cards, were all the same color. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it was a little difficult to like, which one should I be using? I don't want to charge onto that. Like, that's a credit card or whatever. That's a debit card. So I ended up getting vinyls for them as well.
Oh,
just,
what?
They just go on the front of the cards. They work fine.
Everything that's pretty cool, but like the bank doesn't offer customized. I know they don't have full customizable ones, but
yeah, not like this. Like, I got these vinyls off Amazon. They're like with like good vinyl from like 3M. They stick on there.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
I want to do that
because I do actually now. I want to do it because I remember growing up when I wanted a Packers card, and they're like, we only have MLB. And then exactly. A few years ago, they got rid of that. But I bet I could get whatever I want off of that website. Robert, now I'm going to spend more money.
That was one of like the motivating things that I had. Like, I had an Astros one, but then the bank like doesn't partner with MLB anymore. So I just went back to a regular red one. I'm like, well, I don't.
It's so boring.
Yeah.
Like, I want to stand out. It looks like fucking Boba Fett's head. I don't want a boring ass card inside of it.
I want to just make mine a black card so it looks like I'm rich.
There you go.
Get the vinyl of like an American Express black card.
And it's a heavy vinyl too, so you can drop it down. Goes thunk.
You have to put like a nickel on it.
Oh, like, I'm sorry, ladies. That just fell out of my wallet. I totally wasn't meaning to do that. And they're like, "Sir, your card's declined." Like, shut up. Shut your fucking mouth.
And what's the other one?
Do something here.
It's the black card, and then is it just the silver one? Is that the metal one that you were talking about?
Platinum card.
No, there's like the two ones that rich people have. It's the black card is the American Express black card that like Tiger Woods and only a certain amount of people can have. And then there's some other one. I don't know that. I'm not rich enough to even be like in the circles where they know that it is. But I want to just find a way to like be like, oh, just give me the fancy looking card.
I think Apple has like a metal one.
Nobody cares about Apple.
Apples do look cool. If I ever get a credit card, like, I would just want that. It doesn't have any picture. It doesn't have any serial numbers on it or anything. It's just like a slim clear card pretty much.
This is just as someone when you work in, you know, restaurant or anywhere in customer service, Apple cards are super fucking annoying because if they don't swipe, they don't have any numbers that you can manually plug in. And then you got to go back to the table and they're like, well, this is my only card. And I'm like, why the fuck would that be your only goddamn card?
True.
It sucks. Apple cards are a pain in the ass. If all you carry is an Apple, I've got no problem with you having an Apple card. But you know, every once in a while, we don't have them. Very soon we're going to get chip readers, but not everyone has them. We just have to
swipe. You live in 1980, bro? God.
Nah, it's just, dude, it's expensive to upgrade shit, and we've never had to until people started bitching. Well, you don't take Apple Pay? Fucking did you ask? You can't just assume everywhere is going to have that shit. This isn't Chewy's, man. We're a fucking family-owned place.
That is the problem with it taking off, I feel like. I think there's so many places. In New York, it was crazy where to get on the subway, you just hold your phone over to if you have Apple Pay and it just pays it that way. And there's so many places where that does work, but everybody not integrating that way has made it where that is not deep down inside, you know, the government wants us to just all pay with our phones so they can track all of it. They don't want to use any cash or anything like that. And not being able to go to a CVS and know that you're going to be able to just go tap, tap on my watch and then put it right there, that prevents a lot of people from using Apple Pay, where I might as well just go and pull my card out. But no, I absolutely get what you're saying. And I feel like lately I've been getting shamed for, I usually am an insert card guy. The tap is sometimes, it doesn't read the tap, or you got to do it 3 or 4 times.
I don't fuck
and
with
I've gotten yelled at for not, there goes a tap. You can just tap it. What? You can just tap. Yeah, I was going to insert. You just tap it. Okay. See, it's not doing the thing now. It's not turning blue. You can just tap it. No, I'm trying to. You can just tap it. I'm going to insert it.
Yes, sir. Well, I never use the tap. And every time I try and use the tap, the bank locks my fucking card. And then we have to stand here while I go into the app and unlock it. And then I have to fucking tap it again. Or I can just insert the goddamn thing every time.
Or like if you've ever had, you've overdrafted your money and it's, oh, hey, you can only pay 23. Like this, you have a $23 balance left still. And then you got to go look on your app. But hold on, let me transfer money. Sorry, I was a little low on that one. I didn't realize this was that count. And then you just my people behind you. There's people behind you just laughing at you because you're a broke boy at that point. I had a lady offer to buy the rest of my groceries one time, and I was like, no, like I can just, I gotta just hold on, let me process this.
All right, if I didn't have it, I would take it. No, it's good.
I really appreciate it. I have it. I would feel terrible taking your money. I'm so sorry. And then it worked. And I felt better, but that was awkward. That was the most awkward spin.
I got one that rolls into that too, perfectly for the broke boy shit. All my buddies have been playing the Call of Duty Zombies, and I didn't get it because I was like, I'm not buying another $70 Call of Duty game. Just I'm not doing it. And they've been badgering me for months. And the like 2 nights ago, I'm sitting on my couch, and all of a sudden, I look down at my phone going off to 3 different vent. My buddies just finally sent me fucking money. Because they were like, three of them sent me $25. They're like, just buy the fucking game. Stop being cheap. And I was like, Jesus Christ. They've been asking for months. They're like, dude, we'll buy it for you. And I'm like, no. But once they physically sent me the money, I was like, okay, I'll fucking.
That's a good way to do it. But then you also just got a free game. So
I did. You know what? I'm playing the campaign and it's dope. That's really all I wanted.
Yeah.
And that's all they play anymore. So, I did miss playing with the group chat, though. I never get to play video games with my boys anymore. But I ain't abandoning the night. I'm still gonna rock on the Fortnite with you.
We'll see. If anybody wants to hop in our Fortnite crew, let us know. But
we will see. See you on the battlefield.
Vinyling cards. What else do you have vinyl? You have your computer vinyl, don't you? Did you?
I did, yeah. I still have that computer. I don't use it much, but yeah, I still have that one.
Should vinyl the whole house, vinyl everything. You had your headphones vinyled before?
I did, yeah. I had headphones vinyl too.
Oh, it's a big
vinyl. Could you get like vinyl condoms? Probably be reusable.
I don't know if they got enough vinyl for that hog.
I mean, they'd have to have a brandy with like Magnum Super or some shit.
But yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a new category. Like the higher up, it's like the black card version of the.
Trojan vinyl condoms.
What were the? Oh, this is the wrong group to ask. There's like these handguns out there, but they're the really fucking called like
Berettas,
the judge.
Berettas.
No, there was one. It was like obviously the judge Berettas. And the executioner were like brands of Colt. They were like those fucking
Desert Eagle
Harry style six shooters. I
hate. MK Ultra.
It'll be the AR-15 of fucking condoms, the most dangerous condom out there.
It's a saw. That was my weapon.
That was a good weapon.
On Modern Warfare back in the day. Spray and pray. Not good at shooting games. All right. I guess that's it. That was our pre-com segment. Anybody have anything else, huh? That was pretty effective. I thought we got through a lot there. And remember, it is always an April Fool's somewhere. So don't be an April Fool unless you want to be an April Fool, because there's nothing wrong with being an April Fool. But just try that out. Any prank you pull, April Fools. Just throws them off the scent a little bit, you know? Gotta keep people guessing. You know who doesn't keep people guessing? Southern Star Brewing Company. When you go to Southern Star, you're never gonna be like, hey, I wonder if this is gonna be a good beer. Is this Is this going to be worth my time? No, it's always going to be a good beer. It's always going to be worth your time. It's always going to be a trip. It's going to always be worth a trip up to 3525 North Fraser Street in Conroe. Southern Star Brewing Company, the best brewing company in the world, on the entire planet. They got the coolest tap room. They're building a new tap room downstairs, so we're going to be able to have our spooktacular downstairs next year when we do that. You're going to be able to have private events upstairs. They got a fucking frisbee golf course there. They got an awesome outdoor stage. March 16th, coming up in a couple of months, we got the 16th anniversary of Southern Star Brewing Company. They got Lucid Illusions and Lunera is going to be performing live out there. I'm going to be out there. Pat's going to be out there. Hopefully we can get Robert out there. I don't know. Robert can drink all the hoppy elixir he wants because they are the best at everything they do. They make hoppy elixirs. I saw some, I'm not going to name these brands, but I saw their apparently Southern Star doing the hoppy water. That was a very hot thing they started doing because I've started seeing a couple other brands trickling out there. There's like, no. We know where you got the idea. It was Southern Star. They came out with the hoppy elixir, and you can try and imitate Southern Star, but you can't ever duplicate Southern Star because Southern Star is the best at whatever they do, the best beer on the planet. If you're drinking a Southern Star, tag them. They're at Southern Star BC and at Southern Star Brewing Co. on Twitter and Instagram. Let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. Tag us at Pass Great Pod. We'll retweet you. We love seeing you guys drinking a beer. If you're cracking a beer in a hot tub or whatever, if you're watching some Pro Bowl this weekend, crack a Southern Star Brewing Company beer, whatever it is. Maybe you want a bombshell blonde, a strawberry bombshell blonde. I got some of the In the Woods still in my little mini fridge here. Did you try that when that came out?
I think we were up there. Everyone I get my hands on.
Southern Star Brewing Company, the best beer on the planet. Again, take a picture at Southern Star Brewing Co. at Southern Star BC on Twitter and Instagram. Let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. Southern Star Brewing Company, the official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy. And what'd you say, Pat?
And I was going to say, they got two events going on this Saturday. They've got the Barrel Age Saturday. So they found a bunch of the old, they have a bunch of the 2015, 2017, 2018, and 2020 editions of their Black Crack that they make. They're doing $6 12-ounce pours of that. And a tequila aged triple, a winter warmer aged in Highland Scotch barrel. So a bunch of really good beers aged fucking incredibly. And this Saturday from 12 to 5 is the Conroe Roller Derby annual chili cook-off. $15 tickets at the gate and online. You could submit, vote for who's your favorite, and just drink a bunch of fucking delicious beer and eat a bunch of chili and then just fart all right night there. And laugh about
it's
it.
Day right there, yeah.
It's a beautiful day. So get out there, have some chili, get some great beer, some rare beers. So there's multiple vintages of beer.
We had that Black Crack on at the Spooktacular. Remember, Keith brought us a little bit of that. It was delightful. And that had been,
it's incredible. I loved our beers. Age,
yeah, it had been gone for a little while, but it's cool they found it. And I'm glad that you guys are going to get to be partaking in that. Go up there this weekend. Tell Keith and the gang we said, hey, you're part of the Gravy Gang. Southern Star Brewing Company, the official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy and the Comeback Kids segment.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid
of the Week. The Comeback Kid of the Week, bitch.
All right, fellas, let's just start off. Let's just rip the Band-Aid right off. Taylor Swift, first Comeback Kid this week. She's ruining football.
Hearts, baby.
Hearts. Watch the
YouTube
version.
We swifting it up hard now. We flipping it on everybody. Fuck that Taylor Swift hate, all right? Oh, I don't want to see her all the time in the stands. Who gives a shit? I'm pretty sure I was one of the people that was annoyed at the beginning. Then I thought about it, as I have to do many times with my takes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you were being dumb. They show her like twice a game. Guess what? There's always somebody in the crowd they're going to show at least twice a game.
That is true.
Before it was her, they showed Mama Kelsey all the fucking time up in the stands. And then they showed Brittany Mahomes. And now they're just all together.
It warms my heart that you are on board. And I hope you are too with me on that, Robert, because like me, I know Pat works this way too, where if you tell me that I'm supposed to be liking something, I'm not going to like it. Taylor Swift was on TV initially. Oh, her and Travis Kelce are dating. Then everybody was talking, well, there's Taylor Swift in the box. Look at Taylor Swift. And that got annoying. I didn't mind it at first. I thought, okay, everybody's being a little hysterical about it. All right. And then like 3-4 weeks in, I was like, all right, this is wild that we got to talk about it every single time. And now the game this past weekend, Travis Kelce catches a pass and they screenshot, they go to the shot of Taylor Swift and they don't say Taylor Swift losing her mind. Travis Kelce with another first down for the Chiefs. Shot to Taylor Swift, back to the football field. Didn't address Taylor Swift at all. I don't care. Anybody that's got a hot girlfriend, if you watch any team sport ever in a big game, anybody with a hot girlfriend does anything, go look at his hot girlfriend or his hot mom. That's already what they've been doing. Your girlfriend happens to be the biggest pop star in the world right now. Probably going to get shown a few times. I was so like, I'm just not going to talk about the Taylor Swift thing. I was kind of burnt out on it. Didn't care anymore. Wasn't mad about it. Was just impartial. I was like, this is just what it is. She comes and she supports her boyfriend. I don't really care. And then this weekend, everybody that was taken off because they were kneeling, everybody that's not watching football is definitely watching football because they're all up in arms. She's just ruining football. It's unwatchable. I don't understand. Okay. Maybe if your wife is now only watching football and chatting to you about football because of Taylor Swift, maybe that gets annoying to me. But
yeah, that could be annoying.
It's putting eyes on the game, man. If your girl's watching football because Taylor Swift is watching football, that's fucking awesome. That's awesome. Now she's watching football with you. Now it's not your weird thing you do because she's doing that weird thing you're doing too. Now you can't make fun of me for watching football. You're watching it too. She's brought a lot of people together, I feel like. And all the people that are mad about it have made me switch back to where I'm like, no, fuck you. I hope she does ruin your Super Bowl. I hope that some crotchety old man that's upset about her right now, his Super Bowl experience is just ruined. And I hope he turns it off. And he's going to pout about it. And he's going to go to his column because only old people have columns right now in the newspaper. And he's going to go bitch about it. I turned it off after the third time they showed Taylor Swift. It was egregious. It ruins the game, the sanctity of this sport. It's a sideshow at this point. The Super Bowl is kind of a sideshow anyways. The Super Bowl's always been kind of a sideshow. That's why everybody's making a big deal about the halftime performance. That's why they always have a press conference for the people with the halftime performance. That's always why, well, hey, Usher is going to be doing a thing in town beforehand too. And Madonna might even be like, all of that stuff is because the Super Bowl is a sideshow. It's the biggest game of the year. All the people that watch football all year round have to understand that. It's just like when soccer people get upset with Americans following the World Cup every 4 years. A lot of people don't give a fuck about soccer, but when it's a World Cup or it's a big event like that, everybody gives a shit. You want to be involved. People that haven't watched football all year are going to go to a party and they're going to try and pick a team and they're not going to know what they're talking about. But Taylor Swift is the fucking talking point. And you being the crotchety old man that's bitching about her just makes everybody hate you. And if you're agreeing with that old man, maybe just take a second. Just take a second and be like, did she really ruin football? Because she didn't. And my favorite video of her this weekend was, besides the meme, that was a picture, but the meme where she's whispering something to Travis Kelce where you could just use it to put anything. The crazy rant that somebody does at the bar. That's just like, that's easy. But she was going down to the field and some Ravens fan was just like, you're ruining football. And all she said back was, I didn't do anything. She didn't. She showed up to a game to support her boyfriend. Donna Kelce, how come she's not as big of a distraction? I was joking that Jason Kelce was a bigger distraction. Taylor Swift isn't running out shirtless, high-fiving people and picking up kids and shit. She's not doing that. That would definitely attract some attention if she did, but she's not doing that. She's not being a distraction. She's just fucking hanging out. A lot of other players' wives and girlfriends go to games. I don't understand why Taylor Swift ruins it. And just because people are so anti-T-Swift, like, this pendulum has switched so far the other way. I'm back all the way on Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. I was looking at Taylor Swift shirts. I might just borrow one of my wife's shirts for the game. I was like, give me your Eras Tour shirt. Let me borrow that. I want to support the boys. I want to support Taylor's boyfriend. I'm supporting the team that Taylor Swift's boyfriend plays for. I want to get one of those shirts. Just look like a real casual.
I mean, just as long as the girls who are watching it or the guys, whoever's watching it, who doesn't care about the game, they're only watching to get glimpses of her. You can't talk during the game, though. Like, I don't mean you can't talk. I mean, like, when the game is going on, the conversation needs to be about football, like football procedure. Like, oh, David, why didn't they go for a first down? Well, all that stuff. It can't be, oh, my God, look at it. Because guys, when we're locked in football like that, we don't want to hear other shit in our ears. You can't do that. But fucking come on. Sit down next to me. Let's watch T-Swizzle. If T-Swizzle makes you happy, then I might be happy later.
Well, like the Zay Flowers play, I love. We went my sister-in-law, my brother's wife is a Chiefs fan, big Chiefs fan, not just a bandwagon Chiefs fan. but we went to their house to watch the AFC Championship game, and some of her coworkers were there, and they were very interested in the Taylor Swift storyline. And when Zay Flowers fumbled out of the back of the end zone, it was a touchback, and they did not understand why does the Ravens player fumbling the ball out of the end zone he was going to mean that the Chiefs get the ball in like on the 20? Why does that mean that? And that was a fun little, hey, well, this is actually, that's a touchback. When you do this, that goes this way. That's fun to, like, I love
people that's learning good.
The game. That was awesome. They were like, oh my God, why did he run like that? Like, I think people are more interested in they're not trying to be a dick and ruin your fun. They're trying to interact with your fun and just look at it that way. These people are trying to participate in the thing you like. I understand if you're a diehard fan of either of the teams in the Super Bowl, you may not want the casuals. I get that. I absolutely am like, okay. Like, I'm locked in. The Giants Super Bowl with the Patriots, the last time they won it, Super Bowl 46, I scared away most of the guests at my Super Bowl party because I was losing my mind angrily at that game. I understand if you're a diehard fan of this, but if you like, I don't have a dog in the fight in the Chiefs 49ers. If Emma was asking me about like what this means in certain plays and stuff, I would absolutely fucking love that. Because that's growing the game. That's giving you something that you could talk about with other people. Football is supposed to be fun. And if you're mad that other people are also enjoying football, fuck you.
Yeah. And also that is somebody asking and letting you teach them about something you love. Who doesn't like that? Everybody likes doing that. So as long as it's all game related, there's nothing to bitch about.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm back. I'm on the T-Swisher. And also earlier.
Back on so hard.
I guarantee there's at least one person listening when you were like, yeah, everybody's hot girlfriend. And then there's at least that one guy out there. Taylor Swift's not even hot. She's like a fucking sick.
Famous
like, dudes that do that shit.
Either
fuck
or,
you.
Whatever.
When people say that, fuck you. If you're one of those guys that's like Taylor Swift's not hot, you're full of fucking shit. You're an asshole and you're blind. Because if that's not what hot is, I don't fucking know.
And are you saying she shouldn't be going to support her dude? Every spooktacular we've been to, Emma's been at. I fucking love it when Emma's there. I fucking love it when Emma's at a podcast. It's cool. It makes me feel like she cares. I like being at stuff that she does too. And it means a lot to me that she's there. And I think like that's why they go there. They're supporting their people, man. What if Sam's at something you're doing, Robert? Are you pissed or are you like, hey, thanks for coming and showing support? Why are people mad about that? She's doing what all wives and girlfriends do.
Yeah.
And that's the people on the other side. They're like, bro, she's putting out so much CO2 flying around the world in her private. Yeah, you know why? Because she's one of the most successful fucking people of all time and she can. People that bitch about, oh, you shouldn't fly and put out that much CO2. If you had the money and the means to fly anywhere on the planet you wanted at any given time, you fucking would. Not to mention she's flying from somewhere where she just tripled their goddamn economy for a 2-week period. If anybody can afford to be getting extra CO2 into the air and more pollution, it is Taylor Swift. She's bigger for the economy and every city she goes to than the Super Bowl is at any city it goes to. And she does it 50 times or, you know, 30 times
a
year. She tours like a fucking madman. So people that bitch about that too, shut the fuck up.
Robert, just clip this and like put that out and just use all the hashtags for the Taylor Swift stuff. I think we might get some. We're diehard Swifties. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song? Mine's Karma. Karma's a guy.
And the guy of the Chiefs. I like early T-Swizzle a lot more. Our song,
who doesn't?
Hard our to song pick. Was always a big one for me. Love Story is still a banger to this fucking day.
22.
For more recent stuff, fucking Bad Blood. She was like, I'm going to talk shit about you in a fucking song and get everybody and all of our mutual friends in the music video to talk shit about you, Katy Perry.
Such a queen, dude. We stan our queen. Robert, what was your favorite song? Yeah, we didn't get to you.
Yeah, I said Shake It Off.
Shake It Off? Yeah.
That works. Banger.
Great banger. One. Can't go wrong with Shake It Off. And Taylor has shaken all of this off because she's not getting in altercations with anybody. I didn't do anything is her biggest backlash at a fan. She's chill. She's just having fun. Who doesn't enjoy football? In fact, she's enjoying football. We should just shut the fuck up and chill. And we're going to do that. But we're back on T-Swift's bandwagon as hard as you can be right now. Go T-Swift. Next up.
Swizzle Nation.
Swizzle Nation. We're big Swizzlers over here. Next up, we got Elmo. as our next comeback kid this week, because Elmo, I guess you could also say trauma dumping, because Elmo just basically checked in on people. He tweeted 2 days ago and said, Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing? And the shitstorm that unleashed, it was just, a lot of it was sarcastic, but it was just the darkest stuff ever. Maybe, though, what if we tried just saying April Fools after all this stuff? All right, so I'm reading, Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing? Let's try out our new catchphrase. Like, it can be a dark story. Just tell somebody, like, a really fucked up dark story. Like, hey, like, my parents were stuck in a traffic jam, and this guy called the Joker killed them all. April Fools. I just thought your parents died, and you April Fools me? Yeah, it's a prank. That plays. So here we go. Ready? Elmo is just checking in. How's everybody doing? I'm kind of at a crossroads. You could frankly use a little support. April Fools. Wife left me. Daughters don't respect me. My job is a joke. April Fools. The world is burning around us. April Fools.
I sat on my left nut. April Fools. It was my right one.
I did reply to it when I saw it eventually. And just, it was the Michael Scott. I'm going to kill myself and it's all your fault.
I wish somebody would have just responded there and been like, can everyone just be normal and say good? Because that's the only acceptable response. And someone's like, hey, how you doing? You don't actually tell them your problems. It's a polite greeting.
That's a verbal meme. Somebody asking you how you're doing and just all the, am I enough? How am I going to make rent? How is this going to go on? Does anybody love me? Will I ever find love? Am I going to be a disappointment to my family? Me. Good.
My usual response is, can't complain, or, you know, same shit, different day. Or if you don't like to cuss, you can say same soup, just reheated.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think you got to use that.
Yeah. You never heard that before?
No.
I didn't come up with that. Like,
no, I don't like
that. As you know, 98% of the things I say is just shit I've heard of. Robert, goddamn you. Goddamn you.
Just not really into soup. Never.
It's it's so good. I don't know what else to say about it. Soup is elite. You can feed fucking 80 people with soup when you only had enough actual like protein and stuff that goes into soup to feed like 7 people.
Look up stone soup, Robert. You might learn a few things.
Gazpacho sucks.
Stone soup, the town didn't have, it was a poor town. Everybody bring one thing. And then sometimes people wouldn't have anything and they'd bring a stone and it obviously didn't do anything, but it made it feel like they contributed to society. And then everybody would make the big soup, the village would eat it, and it felt like everybody got to contribute. Even if you just contributed the stone, you didn't feel like you were worthless. But I mean, everybody thought like Robert Super could enough. Have brought more than a stone. That's what we were thinking. I'll go for some stone soup. That should be the food we offer. Like if we just do a really cheap event. And free stone soup with admission.
It's basically a potluck, but we're going to throw it all into the same broth and just let it fucking boil for a while.
That's absolutely what it is.
Are we going to give away soup at one of these events? Like, didn't we talk about like having a gallon of soup?
We're going to do the gallon challenge of soup.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that at some point.
Gallon jugs of soup needs to really... Next time it's cold, remind me that, and I'll make it.
I feel like we got to do like chicken noodle. Like that's the only way. Otherwise, it's going to be way too hearty.
Or little stones. Stone soup. Just hot water.
Yeah, it's just water. We're just drinking a gallon of water that day, but we threw stones
in.
It's just
chicken broth with stones you picked up off the ground in it. That'd be delicious.
Warm soup belly is one of the best feelings.
But yeah, Elmo's back. And then after Elmo had tweeted that and everybody just trauma dumped all over him, then Snuffleupagus was tweeting, Big Bird was tweeting, and they were all telling people, hey, we hope you're all doing well. And if you ever need somebody to make you smile, we're here for that. So, I mean, funny. It was a funny. It's Twitter doing what Twitter does and then people being shocked Like, can you believe these people gave these responses to Elmo? Yeah. Yeah, it's Twitter. It's Twitter.
Wish the count was just like 3, 2, 1, you're on my last nerve.
That'd be funny. It's just a good reminder. Check in on your boys. Check on your boys every now.
Oscar's like, hold it inside. Everybody's got problems.
He did say he couldn't do anything, but his worm that lives in the trash can could. Sounded like a dick joke, and I was like,
I was about to say,
is this a popcorn? It's a dick in the popcorn type situation here. I don't know.
I was like, that sounds like Oscar. We're just like, hey, I got something that'll make you feel better. Just the thought of Oscar pulling out his dick at people. Hey, look in the trash can. I got something for you.
Come on, Toots. I'm a grouch.
Don't look. Just reach your hand inside slowly.
The godfather of this podcast did a homemade Halloween costume one year, and he painted his face green and had an orange wig and then bought a trash can and wore a white shirt that just said, grab my grouch.
I thought you were going to say he pulled out his dick at somebody one
no,
time.
But it just said, grab my
I'm
grouch.
I'm sure he's done that too, though. Consensually.
Consensually, yeah. Consensually. Next comeback kid we got is robots killing us all, because I mean, it's my job as a pro human person to just keep us updated. And when we look back in the annals of history and we say, who was it that was warning us about these problems we have now, you're gonna be able to listen back to episodes of Pass the Gravy. It'll be, did you ever play the video game Fallout? It'll be one of those, you know, those space video games where you find like a blown up base and there's tapes left over. And it'll be me and Pat saying, hey, this AI shit, no, it's bad. I'm really concerned about how bad that's going to be. And you're going to be like, oh, and then the AI took over and this is the result. That's going to be when they're looking at the ruins of human beings because the AI just took over everything. We're going to be on the side of the people who are like, this is a bad idea, because Neuralink is the real reason robots are going to kill us out. That is a chip that Elon Musk has kind of helped produce. And you can put it in somebody's brain and it can hopefully eventually going to be able to make like paraplegics be able to use their limbs and walk again. Good in theory. So it's basically like Avatar. Remember Avatar, where it was like, these guys can't walk. They're soldiers. They can be soldiers because we gave them this thing. It's like that, but they can really walk and stuff. That's awesome. That'll be amazing. But what is going to stop the company that eventually hacks all of these Neuralink things? Because you know, what is it that buys all the DNA stuff? BlackRock? Whatever that super company is. They just buy all the DNA companies. And they're like, oh, cool. Now we have all your 23andMe. We just have your DNA now so we can clone you. Neat. Glad you did that. We bought all your info. There's going to be somebody that buys Neuralink or whatever this brain chip thing is. And then Pat gets it put in. And Pat dies one day. What's going to, if that can make somebody that can't use their arms and legs start using their arms and legs, then what's saying that Robert can't hack it and then be like, you know what? It'd be crazy if I just made Pat dig himself out of this grave and start walking around and doing shit. Like, somebody's going to just create zombies. That's how zombies are made, guys. This is the start of The Walking Dead. This is the start of The Walking Dead. It's not a sickness. It's a brain chip. This is going to kill us all. This is the end of us all.
I'm on board with everything you just said, and not in the way that I agree with you. I want all of it. Like, that sounds good to me. I like that. I was actually thinking the whole time about this. I would volunteer to be the second person to get the chip put in my brain. Now, obviously, you're thinking like, Pat, they're not going to use you. They're going to use somebody who, like you said, a paraplegic maybe that needs use of the arm, or a really smart person, somebody who's really qualified and could help people with that. Just like I said before, there needs to be a dumb guy in every room to just be like, no, this is the obvious thing. I should be the next person who gets the chip. So, like, how does this react to the normal stupid fucking man brain? The Neanderthal dumb
just
shit.
Just controls it. Well, it's mind control, Pat. That's all it is.
I'm okay
mind
with
control.
That. You know, I've been in charge control of my own life for a while, and I haven't done fucking great. So maybe the computer should take over for me.
They're not going to make you do any better than you already are. They're just going to make you do what the computer wants you to do.
Dude, maybe my reaction time on Call of Duty will get better. I'm fucking down. Also, think about this.
You're not playing video games when the computer runs you. You're fucking working. You're gonna be a working man. That's all you're gonna want to do is work.
Okay, whatever. I'll get ripped.
Not working
out.
Sitting
on my ass all the time.
You'll just be doing work. You'll be running spreadsheets and shit. They'll figure out how to make you do all that stuff. You're gonna be doing somebody's bitch work because a Neuralink chip got hacked and you're doing it. Like, this is mind control. Don't give in to this. We shouldn't be wanting this, Pat. The amount of people
I'm pro computer side. I've been on the side of computers for quite some time. Mankind is stupid. We're all fucking dumb. I saw a quote today that was perfect for me. Remember before the internet when people used to say, they're ignorant. They have a lack of information. That's why they're so stupid. We have all the information now, and we're as dumb as we've ever fucking been. Humans are just fucking dumb, dude. That's the problem.
Just don't go get it.
And also,
just don't go
think
get
about
that
this. Before they ever figure out how to make your arm work again or your leg work again, you know they're going to figure out how to make this work for boners. And that's what's going to drive the sales. Like, oh, you can't get hard? You can remember to take your fucking Viagra every time. Or you can just have this chip that – when you want to be, you'll just be hard. That sounds fucking cool.
And then maybe this company needs to kill someone and you're just able to be hacked. So then you're going to be the person to kill them for that company. So then you can take the fall.
No, but let me go.
You see that there's so many side effects. Right-wing
conspiracy theorist on it.
So many
side effects. My brother would say. Yeah, but you know, if they can, they'll just as easily shut it off and be like, well, you don't have the right thoughts. You don't have the right agenda. So guess what? Now you don't get any boners anymore. Is that what you want? You want that world?
Probably could do that. Not wrong.
Whatever means less people, I want that world.
I'm anti-robots. This is bad, but robots are going to kill us all. That's back. And this is the next way they're going to do it.
That's cool.
And we should all be terrified. I am ashamed with you. I'm
ashamed
at
you. I'm past fear.
I'm ashamed at you for not being more terrified.
The only thing that scares me anymore are bees and snakes. I'm old enough now to where I'm like, oh, the government isn't truthful. Oh, whatever. We have no real control of our lives. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they will when they have mind control, bud. That's all the control that you'll have. They'll have all of the control of your life.
Hey, as long as it's a private company doing it and not actually the government running the program, fucking let them experiment on me.
No, it's going to be the government doing it through a private company that is just paying out the government.
Elon's not even American. The South African government can have a run at me.
He's going to sell that shit.
To my knowledge, South Africa as a government has never done anything wrong, right?
Definitely. Apartheid didn't happen or anything.
Nah, Nelson Mandela was lying.
Next comeback kid we got is Amelia Earhart. They found our girl, boys. They found our girl. Now, I did do a little, I had to dig deep a little bit. And a couple of years ago, we were talking about the Bermuda Triangle and how we hadn't heard a good Bermuda Triangle story in a minute. And Pat and I came to the agreement that that's what really got Amelia Earhart, the Bermuda Triangle.
Wasn't that always the story, though?
According to me, it was. That turns out that it's not true because they found her off of the coast of Papua New Guinea, around Papua New Guinea, which is
in Pacific,
near Australia. So we were a little off. But
I think this is bullshit.
Well, they found like sonar that's the same size as the plane that she went missing in, and. Yeah, I don't know. They just seem like they know what they're talking about.
Sounds like a government plant story to me. Oh, election's coming up in November? Let's tell you. Oh, we found Amelia Earhart. Don't pay attention to this. Fucking government, man. Also, I just don't know. You can't tell me my whole life that she went down in the Bermuda Triangle and then go, never mind, she's in the Pacific.
I don't think they said that. I think we said that.
No. Our whole lives growing up, that was the story, was that she downed somewhere over the Bermuda Triangle. Somebody was like, well, dude, like currents and shit. No, I'm sorry. Currents ain't taking a plane halfway across the fucking world. The plane's going to sink. I don't believe this
shit
at all.
The opposite of what it should be doing.
I don't believe this shit at all.
Bring me the body.
I don't trust science anymore. I don't trust
Bring me the body. It's like Osama bin Laden. Where's the body?
See, the only thing now is like, because there always was a conspiracy theory that no, she flew off. Wait, for what?
Habeas corpus. Bring me the body. That's what it is, right? Nailed it. fucking hope.
The only way you can talk me into this is there was the conspiracy theory for years that she just went to one of the islands in the South Pacific. Like, she just flew off to that shit and then lived her life and just disappeared because she didn't want the fame or whatever. And, I mean, this could fucking back it up a little bit. People are like, dude, check out this photo of this woman 10 years later, one white lady on the island. She kind of looks like Amelia.
People and forget that there was a second person on that plane.
There was a dude.
Who cares? There was a
navigator. Mm-hmm. It's really his fault.
You know, that's what they do in history. They just always try and downplay the role of the white man. And it's, you know.
Yeah, that's what they do.
We're a discriminated class. Especially and that's what people do. I didn't know there was a second person on that plane until like a week ago. I swear to God, never once in my life had I found out that she wasn't flying solo. Because I always remember hearing Amelia Earhart, first woman to fly solo around the world.
It's always the picture. I guess that's what she was famous for.
I know. The only picture I remember is of her by herself. It's just, yeah, just trying to whitewash men out of history.
Can you name five pilots?
The Red Baron, Amelia Earhart.
Sully.
Yep.
Sully, that's a good one. Anakin Skywalker. And...
Real pilots. Oh, real shit. Pilots. Real pilots.
The Wright brothers, 4 and 5. Boom.
Fuck, that's good. Oh! That's good. That's good. Okay. Suck okay. All right.
Name 6.
Name 5 astronauts. We can do that. We can do that. John Glenn, Neil Armstrong.
Buzz Aldrin. Oh God, what's her name? The Canadian.
Sally Ride.
Roberta Bondar is like the most famous Canadian one. Shout out Letterkenny for teaching me that. I swear to God, I'm not making that up. Her name's Roberta Bondar.
Okay. We said John Glenn.
Yeah. I don't know who the last one you said was.
She was the teacher and the challenger.
I don't know any of their names.
And Ben Affleck.
Well, hold on. She was a teacher. She never reached space.
Was still an astronaut.
Can you be an astronaut if you don't reach
space? You have to go to the astronaut training. She's wearing an astronaut suit.
Okay.
Wow, you're I'll trying to take it. Away her posthumously. You're trying to take away her astronautship.
I'm just asking the questions. I'm not trying to take anything away. I'm just asking the questions whether it counts. Honorary.
Now it seems like you're taking it away. Once you're like, oh, honorary.
I'm saying honorary at least.
No.
I have no problem with you giving her the astronaut tag. I'm fine with that.
I'm going to make sure. Sally Ride was.
Also, what was that Russian dog?
She was the first American woman to go into space.
Who was the Russian space dog? I remember that dog had a dope name.
Oh, she didn't die in the Challenger.
Laika. Oh, actually, no, you can't use the Russian dog. That was a cosmonaut.
Cosmonaut, yeah. All right, so we can name more pilots than we can astronauts.
Yeah.
Good for us. We can name 9 of the 2 combined. So that's I hope somebody that does, I don't know if NASA people that work at NASA are going to listen to Pass the Gravy. But maybe somebody's related to somebody that works at NASA and they have some knowledge of astronauts and they're probably yelling like 14 names at us that we just whiffed on. Neil Armstrong, also, Buzz Aldrin, John Glenn, Sally Ride, and yeah, that was it. That was all we had.
Honorable mention to Ham. Ham was the chimp that the U.S. sent into space in 1961. No, Ham. I'm reading it right here. 3.5-year-old Ham. Caesar came later. This was Ham. Ham was the first. He's so cute in his little fucking container.
Oh, Michael Strahan was an astronaut. He went to space.
In the SpaceX Lance Bass. Thing. Oh, yep. But Lance Bass went with Russia, didn't he? That might not count.
Michael Strahan went with the fucking Elon
Jeff Bezos.
Or the Virgin Mobile guy. Richard Branson.
But then also Jeff Bezos, didn't he go to space?
Yep, nailed it. All right, so we named a bunch of astronauts. Dude, right
we're
there.
Fucking right. So good at this.
Fucking let's go. All right, Andrew, you might learn something on this podcast, but shout out to Amelia Earhart and RIP to the queen.
Maybe now she's finally resting in peace if we found her plane.
Taylor Swift is our queen, but she's our honorary lost queen.
If there's not a skeleton in that fucking plane, conspiracy time. Then it's my time. It's Habeas my corpus. Time. By the way, they'll just plant a fucking skeleton in there if there's not.
Probably.
If they can lie to us, they will. Remember that.
It's like that Malaysian flight. Like the real story, if you want to find out about Amelia Earhart, just watch the show Lost. It's a documentary. Covers exactly like when her plane went missing. Covers it perfectly.
No, that would
they
be the
substituted some names. No,
because there's only two people on her plane.
No, there were more. They only told us about two.
Blew my mind.
Exactly. Yeah. Something to think about. I always imagine somebody's wife or husband. And I know Tessa G that listens is always saying that her husband's just like, how do you listen to this podcast? And I'm sure somebody's listening to us try and make up astronauts. Lance Bass. Just, why do you listen to this crap? That was definitely.
I mean, technically, that would be the point that you're hoping you listen to solo.
That's true. Let's move on, though. Our final comeback kid this week, it's Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney is back. We don't sexualize her. She seems too young.
No.
She looks too young to me.
She's 20-something.
I know, but she just looks young.
She's like 24.
I'm at that age where everybody just looks little. Everybody looks young.
You're thinking of, because she was in Euphoria where she played a high schooler, but like every high schooler you've ever seen, they're
Anna
played by
White
somebody
Lotus.
Who's in their 20s.
Anna White Lotus, she played like a kid. It's just a mean girl. But regardless, she is back because she was on the Hot Ones show, and she is now, I'm going to just nominate her for Meme of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Sweeney looking lovingly at something, and shout out to Raimundo for Gravy Day. He usually does a weekly Gravy Day post on Wednesdays, and he just posted Sydney Sweeney looking up, and it was the Pastor Gravy logo. And I was like, hell yeah. So Sydney Sweeney, let's just throw her in there. So now it's Tiger Woods, the What's Up Big Dog, and Sydney Sweeney looking lovingly at whatever as our Meme of the Year candidates for the Gravy Awards. I want to try and start like populating that as we go on, because that makes me write it down on my own. Mm-hmm. And then when we do get to that, we're going to have some actual like fire ones instead of where we get to December. Or what was the popular meme this year? What was it, guys? And then we're texting back and forth, trying to put it together in a scramble. Now we're going to have it ready to go. December's going to be super easy this year, fellas. We're going to look back at past us, but good job, us. But Sydney Sweeney, nominee for Meme of the Year. At least for
shout
now.
Out
I don't know.
Mom.
Some of them might go away. Shout out what?
Her mom. Her mom talked her out of a breast reduction when she was like 17. She was like, no, these will pay off for you. Hey, listen to your moms, guys. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, listen to your moms.
You want to be a famous actress and you want smaller boobs. That's a bold strategy.
Yeah, fair point. Always listen to your mom's advice. Unless your mom is a murderer. And then probably don't.
Well, what but if you need advice on how to hide a body?
That's true. You got me there. All right. Moving on, before we tell you guys about all the things that happened to us this past week that are not cool, which you can contribute to it. If you stub your toe, that's not cool. If Pat runs over you with his car, also not cool. But there's varying degrees of not cool. We like it when it's just an event session. Hit us up on Twitter, @PastGrayPod. Use the hashtag PTGNotCool. You got to include the hashtag because that's how we search for it. @PastGrayPod, #PTGNotCool. Tell us, what happened to you this week that made you say, hey, man, that's not cool. We like it. Just use it as a venting session. Then we're going to pick a couple of the ones that you guys submit and read them on each podcast. But the Not Cool segment is brought to you this week by our good friends at LittleEmShop.com. LittleEmShop.com. There's a lot of things that are not cool. LittleEmShop is always going to be something that is cool. The best air fresheners on the planet. You don't want to drive around with those little green or yellow or black or red or whatever colored fucking baby back bitch trees. They chop down a whole tree just to make one little tiny air freshener. They hate the environment. Little M Shop loves the environment. We're not wasting trees over at Little M Shop. Get the rad air freshener and the Miami Beach scent. You get the little ice in the out of this world design. You can also get the floral wallpaper and the Fresh to Death. The Fresh to Death and Miami Beach are my two favorite scents. Little Ice, you can't go wrong with that, but my two favorites are definitely Fresh to Death and Miami Beach. You're gonna get free shipping on orders of $10 or more, and you can also use our promo code PTG69 to get 10% off of your order at littleemshop.com. littleemshop.com. They got customizable keychains, they got customizable mirrors, they got digital prints, they got stickers that you can make. You can do all kinds of custom prints. Anything tchotchkes wise you're looking for. You go into a birthday party, you got to get something for a teacher, for your kid to give him as a gift, go to littleemshop.com. littleemshop.com. The best of everything. The best air fresheners, best compact mirrors, best keychains on the planet. littleemshop.com. Promo code PTG69 at checkout for 10% off your order, and all orders of $10 or more are going to get free shipping. So littleemshop.com. Promo code PTG69 for 10% off your order. Don't forget to tag them. Let them know what you got when you ordered stuff at Little EM Tweets on Twitter and at Little EM Shop on Instagram. LittleEmShop.com. LittleEmShop.com. Promo code PTG69 for 10% off your order at LittleEmShop.com. The official sponsor of the Not Cool Set.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Dude, that's
not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool.
All right. To cut out a second. I don't know. Okay. I'm glad that wasn't just on my end. Our first listener, viewer submitted Not Cool. Don't forget, you can watch all the episodes of Past the Gravy on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@PastTheGravyPodcast, or just search Past the Gravy Podcast on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us, share us with a friend, go to their YouTube, subscribe to us as well. And then if you're watching us, you can also listen to us wherever you get podcasts. Make sure you hit play on both. Help us out there. Robert works very hard at the video version, all right? Help make it worth his time. Jordan Welch gives us our first Not Cool this week. He's at J_Welch2795 on Twitter. And Jordan's Not Cool is slipping and falling in the shower. That is, it's one of those, your life just kind of flashes before your eyes. Even if it's not, and Jordan did say, followed up, said he was okay, didn't break anything, didn't hit his head or anything. But the temporary panic where, oh, I'm going down, what can I grab? And then if you can't grab anything, just when you're going down, just hoping you don't kill yourself. Sometimes you grab the shower curtain, and then that thing comes off the wall with you, and then you eat shit. If you have the shower tub combo, then you know you're taken out at the shins, you fall over. Sometimes, you know, my old apartment had the toilet right outside of there, so like you'd fall into the toilet and worry about hitting your head on that. I didn't fall a lot in the shower, but you know, sometimes you're drunk and things like that happen.
It happens.
Anytime you fall in the shower, your life just flashes before your eyes. That's it.
Yeah.
It's over. I'm gonna be found naked, which is my biggest fear. Don't find me naked. I don't want to be dead naked.
Yeah, I know you're dead naked eventually. The shrinkage that's gotta be going on.
But I don't want to be found naked. Yeah. Be bad.
Yeah. That quarter second of just panic.
It'd be way worse if it's a shrink.
Because you're like, you're falling. You have no grip. You weren't ready for the fall. You don't know if you're going to hit your head, break your elbow, shatter your fucking kneecap. God forbid you kick your foot up and you hit the spout and then you just gash your foot open. Like, it's just all panic and it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've thought about it a decent amount over like the last year. Like, because I can't remember the last time I slipped or fell in the shower, but like, you know, every once in a while your foot will just skid like an inch on you and you're like, oh, I'm like, I got to get the old person pad.
Yeah.
Where it's just that sticky thing that you lay down on the ground. You got to remember to pick it up and clean it every once in a while. But you just, after like 25, I think everyone should just get one. Because at that point in your life, it's not worth a major injury from falling in the shower. Just be safe.
True.
Some people are like, I don't want to feel old. Who gives a shit, man? You know what's better? Feeling, or what's worse, feeling old or a shattered elbow from falling in the shower?
Or feeling dead.
That too.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider that because I still think I'm indestructible, even though I'm far from it.
Yeah.
It's not true. I'm fucking perfect. Built different.
But yeah. Falling in the shower sucks. I have the new place that Emma and I moved into, our bathroom is bigger than the last one, and Emma has the towel rack that is closest to the shower and mine is on the bathroom door. So when I get out of the shower, I usually have to, and I always forget to put my towel where hers is, so it's easy for me to get. So I just have to lean out of the shower, kind of grab onto the wall that there's not like anything to hold on to, and lean all the way over to the bathroom door. And it's like, I just know that is a slip in the shower that is coming at a certain point in time. And it's like right where our countertop is. So it's going to be just like a nice little gash on the eye.
I'm really
worried about that happening.
I think you guys need to have a discussion about that. You need to be like, babe, like,
I just need to put a hook.
I know you're pregnant and you should move less. I'm going to stop doing the voice. But you need your towel closer because you're dumb. You will keep forgetting to do that, and you are guaranteed going to fall. She's smart enough.
Right.
Maybe after she's done, maybe after the kid comes, because, you know, pregnancy brain is a thing.
Yeah. And
above all, we got to protect Emma. Fuck you.
Obviously.
After the baby comes, you go, we got to switch. Like, I need my towel to be closer, especially because you wake up so early in the morning.
I could just put a hook up there. That's also something.
You know, dude, just get another one. Get another one online so you can hang two right there.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. But yeah, slip in the shower. Never cool. That's a not cool, Jordan. Glad you came out all right, though. Melissa Hyde weighs in with our next one. She's at Mel Hyde myself on Twitter, and she says, ingrown toenails are her not cool this week. Would not recommend. T's and P's. She said she knows that they are preventable, but still. An ingrown toenail is when you just don't clip it and it grows in that way, right?
It's when it's growing into the actual, like, flesh.
Nail. Yeah.
And then it has to get cut out. My brother's had multiple. Like, on one of his big toes, he's got one on both sides of the toe. So he's got this, like, weirdly skinny toenail on his big toe. That's and they're good. Very painful. But he's also the sick bastard that, like, when he would have the surgery to get it cut out, he would be like, oh, I want to watch. So, like, once they numbed it up and everything, he'd be like, I want to watch. He loves watching it. And they're, like, cutting into your flesh. Yeah, it's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah, that sucks, Melissa. T's and P's. Last one from you guys and gals this week is from Ashley Wilkins at Buster Healer Mix. And Ashley says her not cool is that her and her husband's bedroom door won't shut when it rains. I kind of didn't understand what she was talking about, but my old place, when it got cold, I had to lock the door. And I think Robert was kind of talking about that not too long ago. But to lock the door, I had to take a screwdriver, like a flathead screwdriver, and I had to just kind of put it in between the door and the frame and just kind of turn it a little bit, and then the door would lock. But didn't get enough, like, connection on it. And Ashley said her house is built on a pier and beam. Obviously, I know exactly what that means, but for everybody else that doesn't know what it means, I don't want to get in all the, you know, the technical discussions on that. But yeah, because it's built on a pier and beam, you know, the door, sometimes it just doesn't line right. Things move around. Big house guy like me would know that. But yeah, when your door just won't close, it sucks.
Yeah.
There's nothing more especially trying to close, you know, and lock a door and it won't close or lock. And you're like, what are we doing here?
You got a kid in the house and your door won't close, but, you know, trying to do some stuff in the bedroom, that's just scary. You don't want to scar your child for life.
Yeah. You gotta get those anti-break-in things that you put under the handle so you can't kick a door
paint
in.
Paint bag? Like the exploding paint bag?
No, that's Home Alone you're thinking about.
Oh, the ones where the flames shoot out when they try and break in.
That also Home Alone. I'm thinking of the thing where you heat the door handle up. You put it on there,
that's
and then
when
they touch it, it burns.
Yeah.
It. You're right, that was Home Alone 2. No, I really meant the pole with the rubber stopper on the bottom that you kind of wedge under the door handle that you can put in when you're inside. We used to do
that
in a really ghetto apartment we lived in. At first.
Remember just having an actual doorstop and putting it on the other, on the inside of the door? Well, they can't open it. There's a doorstop.
Can't open, yeah, that doesn't work. You won't ever be able to get there.
Yeah, that sucks, Ashley.
T's and P's. But yeah, it looks like Sergio, her husband, was on it fixing it. So good thing you got a handyman in the house. But yeah, send your not cools, hashtag PTG not cool, to @PassTheGreatPod. Who wants to go first with us?
Before the pod, I was doing some like freelance work. And it's one of the situations where I don't know exactly what the environment's going to be. Like, I don't know exactly what I need. Do I need to bring lights? Blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to bring it anyway, just in case, you know, it's good to be prepared. Plus having all the fancy stuff with you makes them like impressed with you.
You look like super professional.
Yeah. But the thing is that it was a big campus and we had to go through multiple buildings. So I'm lugging around like a backpack. I'm wearing a backpack and another backpack that's really heavy with lights and other equipment and stuff going across to another building, across the parking lot. Like, and I'm like dragging this and like, oh, do you need help? I'm like, oh, no, I'm okay. But my arm's burning. Like, got to keep this in here. And I have it in my in like a regular size backpack and I have some light stands that are bigger than the backpack. So they stick out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to carry like that. And like, if I move it too much, you know, it's going to push open the zippers. So I have to hold in a specific way, walking this whole way. And I really should have invested in like a cart that I can just put everything in and then just drag. But you having to carry all that, we're walking multiple buildings.
Yeah, like a wagon.
Funny, I thought you'd be used to carrying around something really heavy that might knock open a zipper.
No calm hog for nothing.
Yeah, April like you should get like the thing that Alex has, that little rolly cart that he throws all of his shit in. That'd be perfect for you. Don't you have one of those, or am I making that up?
Yeah, yeah. It's clutch.
Container.
So I take boxes, I take cardboard out, and we fill up all of our Amazon shit and don't take it out at once.
I got to invest in one of those. Like,
yeah, you got enough gear now, man. You gotta look into the transportation of said gear.
Yeah. I just always
buy a trunk.
I don't want to put into.
That's what I have for all of our podcast equipment. We go do the live episodes. I have that big trunk I got at the container store.
But the problem
it's like
70
bucks, but you can kind of slide everything into it.
But if you have to go a long way, a lot of times when you're carrying a trunk, you're like slightly bent over.
It's got so wheels.
It's got wheels, but you can never stand up fully with those things, I feel like. So you're always like, if you have to go a long way, then you're going to hurt your back. That cart that you have that just has like the.
Yeah, no, that's
where you can sit it in and go straight up. And that sits flat. The trunk, everything's going to be tilted. It might slide down. If there's expensive equipment, you don't want it knocking together.
It does suck though, especially when it's your first time working with somebody where you don't look like a pussy. Like, can you help me carry this?
Yeah,
get one of those vintage little red wagons that little kids used to have in the 60s.
Flyer, whatever it's called. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Get one of those. Yeah.
Only use that one though if you know you're shooting for hipsters. They'll be like, "Oh my god!"
I think
that's
really
so
cool.
Niche.
I'll get some vinyl of like some flames. Put them on the sides.
Oh, dude, that would be
the fastest wagon. Sick.
Dude, that guy's fast. Don't mess with that guy. Get the Grim Reaper from the It's Always April Fool's Somewhere shirt and just put that on there. Looks
get a bumper sticker for the
scary.
Back. If you could read this, get off my ass.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, we'll get you set up. Let's all start GoFundMe for a wagon for Robert, and then we all get to pick the stickers that go on it. But they have to be badass stickers. Some of those fake bullet holes. Looks like you've been in an altercation. Like, wow, that guy got shot up. Glad he's okay. His wagon, they only shot his wagon.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
My wagon.
That would be funny. That would be funny. Okay, I can go next. Mine is not really great at all. I just have been... Emma's birthday was on Tuesday, and I had been trying to order stuff for weeks for her, and I'm paying extra shipping to get stuff to be rushed delivered that then doesn't get shipped until after it was supposed to be delivered. When you paid like $20 extra to get it shipped on time and shit, like that's frustrating as fuck. We kind of bitched about the post office having problems last week, I think, in the beginning of the podcast, but yeah, just... it's kind of just a clusterfuck right now. I have no idea when I'm getting anything. The tracking stuff has done this thing where now when you go click it, it's just like, I don't know. We don't know. We can't find it. It's somewhere. It was last here. We don't know where it is. Sorry. Just trying to track anything has been bad. I ordered a birthday card for Emma. I ordered a T-Swift birthday card because she's a big T-Swift fan. I was like, she's going to fucking love this. Got like a cool custom one I was going to get to write in. Didn't show up. So I was like, I didn't want it now. It's pointless. So everything I've ordered is either not showed up or is lost or is doing some fuck shit that's not going to work out. And yeah, just
hand maker a card. Hand maker a T-Swift card. you're perfect. Whenever anything goes wrong, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Well, I bought another card that was, I did my own thing. The card situation is fixed, but it's just, I've had about 18 like mail package problems, it feels like, in the last week, and I'm just fed up with it. So fuck the mail. We were talking about how crazy the mail is when it works. Fuck it. I'm off on the mail. I'm back on Taylor Swift, out on mail.
Yeah, so. I ordered something on Monday, and as soon as I pressed buy, it goes, here's your confirmation number, and then a big red letters underneath. Due to weather near the thing, there's probably going to be delays. And I was like, God damn. And it was already 2 to 8 business days. No, but it got here today. So I order sweet mail. You don't.
Bullshit.
Just thought I'd rub that in a little bit for you.
Where was your not cool, buddy?
I, as you can hear right there, I've had like just, I don't know what it is. I've tried tea, water, whiskey, everything I can, food. I've had a little something stuck in the back of my throat today. It's just a little thing that's tickling. Can't get rid of it. Can't get rid of it. It's annoying.
Yeah. That'll get you.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. That'll and my you. Friend's dead. And that was my other not cool.
That's,
my
friend yeah. died.
That was.
No, that wins. That wins. The not cool. So you
I just
that.
Slipped those two in together. One little one, one big one.
Which one's which?
That's right. You got to laugh through the thing.
We love you, buddy. And we were thinking about you all week last week.
The other day, there's this bar regular. And he comes in and he was wearing like a nice suit or a not suit, but like nice shirt, dress pants and everything. I was like, what's the deal, Ira? I was like, you're all dressed up today. And my other manager goes, did you just come from a funeral? And he goes, yeah. And we're like, dude, I'm so sorry. I was like, I got one coming up too. I was like, I'm sorry. We're just, he laughed about it too. But we're like, God damn it. Like, this is what sucks when you have that dumb brain that just can't not make the joke. And then every once in a while it hits the bad subject. And you're like, ah, shit. Sorry.
That's why you just use the April Fools. April Fools.
April Fool. Fuck.
See if I know anything. You go to a funeral? Yeah. April Fools. just joshing with you, bud. Just joshing with you. But I was going, April Fools. Ha ha. Conversation's over. We don't talk about it anymore.
And then you just walk away quickly.
Ha ha. With that just weird laugh like that. This guy. That's that version of a laugh.
I don't know about the laugh. They might think you're laughing at the funeral at that point. But April Fool's. No,
the whole thing away. Is you confuse them and then you just, boom, you're a phantom.
That's true.
They don't know what to say, so they don't say anything back.
Sun Tzu said, confuse the enemy, even though they're not your enemy in that situation.
Right.
And every conversation, the person you're having it with is the enemy.
You should confuse everybody at all times.
You should be trying to win every conversation you have. That's a fun trait that people like being around.
It's called Art of the Deal. You should read it, Robert. It's a great read. A great poet. A great societal poet wrote it one time.
Adding it to my cart now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised you could borrow Pat's. Pat probably has a signed edition. He got it from his brother.
No, memorized.
All right, let's get to the answers segment. It's brought to you by the Pass the Gravy merch store. Pat, will you tell anybody about the Pass the Gravy merch store real fast? We are going to have, I have to go piss. That's really my, I'm trying to stall so I can go piss. But
it's usually why I'm reading.
That's true. That's usually why we do ad reads. So we can go, we got ads so we could pee. It's really the sneaky part about the whole thing. But yeah, we're going to have our It's April Fool's Somewhere shirts going up. I go camping with some fellas. They loved the it's. I was spitballing the idea to them. They loved it, so I know they're gonna buy some. So we're gonna sell 6 or 7 of them at least. But can we say by Friday we'll have that up in the store, Robert?
Yeah, we'll have it by Friday.
I got the design ready to send over to you today, right after, so we can have that up hopefully by tomorrow or not. But we'll post about it when we got it up there. But it's April Fool's Somewhere with the Grim Reaper. With a parrot on his shoulder. It's going to give you all the 5 o'clock summer vibes, but April Fool vibes. But yeah, go check that out. PassTheGravyMerch.com. Pat, tell everybody else about that while I go pee real fast.
Yeah, well, as you can, if you've been outside today in Houston, you know, hey, it's fucking warm again. That shit's about to kick back up again. Plenty of t-shirts in the store. Perfect one for when it inevitably. So it was cold this morning, warm this afternoon. It's probably going to be hot in like a week. Mm-hmm. That's just how Texas works. And then it'll be cold again 2 days after that. But you want to be ready for the hotness. The PTG snow slushy shirt. That's what we got, the slushy shirt. That, we've got the PTG. It's almost short season again. It's almost time to break out the shorts again, guys. We got the shorts in there, which are so comfortable. They're amazing. All the other shirts. Hey, you have a boring ass laptop and you just don't, you're not Mr. Moneybags. You don't have money to be thrown at vinyls everywhere like Robert. $15. Get the sticker pack. Pass the gravy. Throw us all over your laptop, your friend's laptop, your business associates' laptops. They don't know. They're looking at the screen. They can't see on the back. Slip it on there when they're not looking. Throw us everywhere. If you find us even funny at all, we're even funnier in Spanish. Get the Ja 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 shirt. That's my, every time I see that shirt, it makes me laugh. It makes me smile. I love it.
We're so much funnier in Spanish.
Especially, I'm telling you guys, I can't speak for everybody. If you're white and you wear that shirt around people that speak Spanish, the look that they give you is one of just complete puzzlement, and it's so funny.
Remember to remind me to put that one on sale during Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Good call.
Oh, yeah.
Great call.
It's a great shirt to have. The classic PTG TV logo shirt kind of looks like a station that used to play music on television, but now only plays Rob Dyrdek.
Right, right, right. Awesome stuff at pastthegravymerch.com. We love, like, a lot. We were saying this at the end of the podcast last week. This is what I always say when people ask us about Patreons, about, well, hey, do you have anything like that? Like, the Patreon thing, I'm not knocking anybody that has a Patreon. I, in my heart, just feel like I don't want to make anybody ever have to pay for my content on this podcast. This mm-hmm. is a podcast it's for everybody to listen to. We love you guys, and we don't ever want it to be, we don't ever want there to be a barrier to access us. We don't charge cover to get into any of the live gigs. We don't do any of that stuff. This podcast is always going to be free. And if you want to support the podcast, buy the merch. Buy the merch. The merch supports the podcast. Then you get to wear it around. People are like, what is that shirt from? This podcast that I listen to. It's called Past Gravy. Check it out. That's all we ask for you guys. If you want to support the pod, go buy some shirts. Wear the shirts around. We love you guys. I love when you guys post pictures of y'all wearing it. The morning show, we're doing a Super Bowl squares thing, and there's always people that are trying to get on this wall so they can be on the Super Bowl squares. They got to put a picture of themselves on there, and the amount of gravy gangers out there wearing some sort of PTG in that every single time I say go out there warms my heart. I love you guys. It's awesome seeing people wear, like, I have friends that'll text me with, like, hey, there's somebody wearing somebody was wearing a Pastor Gravy shirt. That's always cool. It's always cool. And if you see somebody wearing Gravy Gang stuff, what's up, Gravy gang, they'll get it. You want to support the podcast, pastthegravymerch.com. We're going to have sick new shirts coming out. It's fucking the April Fool's Somewhere shirts. Revolutionize the shirt game. All right, guys. Revolutionize the shirt game. We're renaming the beer. We're naming the beer Darling Marlin for April Fool's if we sell enough of these shirts. All right, guys. So go buy the fuck out of them. You'll love them. They're going to be super soft, super comfortable. They're not going to show up 5 years from now like our old shirt place is done. It'll come there. It'll probably get there by the end of next week. You'll probably get the shirt if you order it on Friday when it goes up. PassTheGravyMerch.com, the best way to support the podcast. PassTheGravyMerch.com. Let's get into the answers segment.
Well, if you just answer the question, why don't you just answer the question? Be honest, no big deal. Yeah, answer. Answer the question.
Don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Any questions?
Sorry. This just blew my mind because I decided to look up when Hispanic Heritage Month was.
It's like in the middle of a month.
It's not 15th, even a September 15th, October 15th. What the fuck is that?
They can't, you couldn't just have all of September or all of October. Like, I don't understand that. That always blows my mind when they'll say it on the news.
What the fuck?
Wait, it's the middle of a month. Because it feels like you're getting shorter than a month each time.
Still a month.
But like, doesn't it feel like you're only getting a half of a month twice? Like, I get that equals a full month, but it feels you're getting shorted. As a man who's had a full month,
made the joke.
I'm upset.
And I've always understood when black people are mad, they're like, dude, we get the shortest month. Hispanic people, you guys have the trump card. Like, you get a month.
We get half parts, a month just twice.
We get two parts of months. They couldn't even just go, this is your month.
What, it was just every other week for two months was just Hispanic Heritage weeks? We gotta take a week off, all right? We don't want to get too crazy with it.
As someone who absolutely loves all Latin cuisine, I think that's absolute bullshit.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah.
But the answer segment, not insane. It's insanely fun. And if you'd like to participate in it, a lot like the not cool segment, hit us up on Twitter. We're at PassGaryPod. Use the hashtag PTG Answers. That's how we'll search for them. Hashtag PTG Answers. Attach that to your question. You can also email us answers at PassGaryPod.com or just go to the contact us page at PassTheGravyPod.com, and Jesse will forward that over to us and we'll read it on the podcast eventually. We do go through emails and the forwarded stuff from the website way less than we check Twitter. Twitter is your best option to get to us. At PassTheGravyPod, use the hashtag PTG Answers. Quentin Hughes is going to weigh in with our first question this week. At Q the Ace on Twitter. And Quentin says, is there a phrase that is as versatile as you good? Is there a phrase more versatile?
Yeah, definitely. Just right away, I'm good is way more versatile. How you doing? I'm good. You want some of this? I'm good. Like, you could use that a bunch of, you good is just pretty much just you good or you good. Like, there's really two on that. I guess I only gave two for I'm good, but there's a bunch of them. You can use it so many different ways.
No,
or
I think,
like,
I think,
you hit a three, I'm good. There we go. That's three. Already it's more versatile.
You good is very versatile. I was going to say what's up kind of plays the
exact same
way.
It's the same as you good.
It's the exact same way. Like, what's up? You good? Like, is everything all right with you? Are you what's up? It's just more of like, yeah, I guess you could say what's up almost the exact same way as that. So that was really what I came up with. I'm good would be more of a response. And I guess I was thinking of more of a question.
I mean, it almost feels like cheating.
Because yeah would obviously be the easiest.
The word fuck, because it can be used as its own thing, but it's not really a phrase.
Not a phrase.
I mean, there's one obvious one that I'm shocked you haven't come to already, Alex. We've been talking about it all podcast.
Did it say April Fool's somewhere?
April Fool's.
Yeah,
April Fool's. It's so much more versatile.
That's a very versatile. Yeah, let's make that. That's the most versatile out of
that's
this
That's the
week.
Most versatile.
April Fool's. Like, is that a joke? I don't know. We said April Fool's at the end, though, so April it Fool's. Could be.
Could you could say it coy, be like, April Fool's.
It's like the ending of The Sopranos. You don't know what it really means. You think you know, but we don't really truly know.
Do we?
Nobody knows.
Or do I we? Do.
Yeah.
April Fool's.
It's the point in the where it feels like a prank. So if you say it, it's more of a prank thing. I'm glad you're coming around on it. Robert doesn't seem like he hates it either. I feel like he doesn't love it, but it's grown on him.
I just really wish we could get it on a Hawaiian shirt. I feel like it would be perfect on that.
We'll work on it. We just gotta get it on a shirt. We got the design. It's ready to go. Like, I've never designed a shirt this early ahead of time before even pitching the shirt.
If they don't have Hawaiian shirts, can we just make them put a Hawaiian print on the t-shirt behind the fucking phrase? It's a Hawaiian shirt t-shirt.
Sam knows how to dye all the stuff. She could just make us, she could make us tie-dye
shirts. That's tie-dye. That's not, you can do tie-dye. That's like...
Tie-dye is like the cooler cousin of Hawaiian shirts.
I'm shocked tie-dye hasn't made a comeback at some point. Like, they always say fashion.
It absolutely has.
When?
Like the last year, last 2-3 years, tie-dye has been everywhere.
I don't remember seeing tie-dye anywhere.
My friend, you know nothing about fashion.
That being said, though, I really just go to work and go home. But
you wear
the
same thing to work all the time.
And I wear that when I leave my home, too. I have black shirts and jeans and some pants. Black pants, tan pants, jeans. 47 different black shirts, some long sleeves, a bunch of pasta gravy shirts. It's a pretty simple wardrobe I have going.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to find the jorts that I made.
Can we sell tie-dye versions of that, Robert? We could probably sell tie-dye versions.
Can she tie? If I find my jorts, can she tie-dye my jorts? Can you tie-dye
jeans? Tie-dye anything.
Yeah, we could do some tie-dye.
Bro, I would rock the fuck out of some tie-dye jorts. How good would I look?
Robert hates it that we like Sam right now, that he like lets her on the pod. Like, notice she's not like she tried to walk in the room earlier and Robert ran and closed and locked the door. If you were not watching the video version, you probably won't see it because Robert edited it out. But like, she was like coming in to try and do something. Robert's like, no, you tried to hog the podcast last time and like wouldn't even let her in the room. But like,
he literally held the door with two hands and kicked through the door opening with a foot.
Yeah.
It was very rude.
April Fools.
Hey, before.
But yeah, Sam was showing she was dyeing clothes. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have never once worn a shirt. I'm like, you know what? This shirt would be cooler green. And I was like, that's why Sam is a way cooler person. Sam's way cooler. We should have had Sam fill in last week. Tell Sam she's our next impromptu fill in.
Oh, that would have been good.
A full episode though, she might get really sick of it.
Yeah, she might be like, "Oh yeah,
she tap out." Real something to do. I think my phone's ringing. I'm like, you're not. You don't even have your phone. No, it's right. I can hear it. It's over there. She's standing. I can see her. She's not doing anything. No, she's so busy. So busy. Great question, Quentin. Great question. I'm good. I guess is what we'll go with.
No, it's April Fool's.
Oh no, April Fool's. You're right. I forgot we walked. That was we did that whole bit after that. Yeah, April Fool's. April Fool's. I didn't forget that. Next question. This is from Todd Voss. He's at @as_scene_by_TV. And Todd says, who is the most womanly movie character of all time? Who is the womanliest movie character of all time? Very interested in hearing three dudes discuss this one. So what Todd is kind of throwing this back to, I tried to put this at the end of January. This is January 31st, January 31st, as we're recording this. I give us fellas our month. You know, we had somebody earlier in the month ask us who is the manliest movie character of all time. I think we decided James Bond was who we settled on. Todd wants to know who is the womanliest movie character of all time. I did some thinking on this. This, I racked my brain and I think I came up with the perfect answer because I was like, she's got to be feminine. But she's got to be an alpha at everything she does. She's got to be able to do it all, but also, you know, like, be like, she's got all those womanly qualities you love too. Elle Woods is who I
am. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Elle Woods. Oh, she's the girly ditzy girl. She doesn't know anything. She can't get into Harvard. Guess what? She got into Harvard. No way she'll ever land the law degree. Oh, guess what? She got into law school. Oh, wow. This guy, she's never going to be able to get the guy. Oh, she didn't. Good. He left her for this other chick. Well, there's no way she's going to get with the TA. Guess what? Got the TA. Oh, and then first guy wants her back. No thanks, dude. I don't even need you. I am a successful, powerful Boss Bay lawyer now. I don't need your help. She did it all. She had her own way about it. She made everything that she did as like feminine as possible. She was, if it's just wearing the pink, if it's carrying your chihuahua around, whatever it is, Elle Woods was the most womanly Boss Bay movie character of all time.
That's a pretty, pretty damn good one. I thought I was going to obviously have the best one, but that one, and it hits a lot of the boxes that mine hits as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go now, Robert, or do you want to go next before I get problematic? Which I don't think it will be, but people will call it that.
We'll see. I'll say Wonder Woman. She's a wonder.
I mean,
yeah.
She has all the qualities that should put her there for this, but it's also like, it's not better than Elle Woods.
I mean, Elle Woods doesn't have to fight you with her fists or her powers. Elle Woods fights with her brain. With her brain, because her brain is just as strong as a man's brain. You know? Okay. Not that, not knocking Wonder Woman. She's amazing. We love Wonder Woman. But Elle Woods, it's like she doesn't even got to get physical. She can just beat you with the brain.
All right. You ready for mine?
Go with it. Go with it.
I'm going with Hester Prynne. Do you remember what Hester Prynne is from?
She's from Scarlet Letter.
There you go. The Scarlet Letter. Now, some people be like, Pat, what, you're just, because there's going to be the misogynistic people that are like, yeah, because she's a whore, man, and that represents women. That's not where I'm going with it.
That's not where he's going.
I'm going because, you know what? Call her a whore all you want. She's going to grab that baby. She's going to put that A on her chest. Guess what? She's going to be a boss bitch and wear that shit every day. Call me what you want.
She wore that shit proud.
I'm right here.
Proud.
I'm in your face, dog.
What?
Take care of my baby. And she's like, you know what? I ain't even going to snitch on the dude. Because he really was doing some shit he shouldn't have done.
You mean the priest?
The priest, yeah.
The priest.
And she was like, you know what? No, I'm going to be a boss bitch. I'm going to fucking own this. I'm going to take all the heat. I'm going to wear all that heat and still be a badass. Hester Prynne, dog. She's womanly as shit.
Hester fucking Prynne is a really good one, Pat. I have to say, like, I think we both are right in our answers.
You said Elle Woods had a lot of the characteristics that Hester Prynne did, too. She was a boss ass bitch. People said she couldn't do it. Bam, she's in your face fucking doing it.
But then it's like, oh, wow, she's got to raise that kid by herself and in shame. No, she didn't give a fuck. She embraced it. She's like, this is who I am. I'm going to be the best mom I can be to this baby. I don't give a fuck what you bitches say. That's the most boss bae shit ever.
Dude, Hester Prynne.
Hester Prynne was a boss bitch.
Dude, she's
Hester Prynne was a boss bitch.
Especially back Robert. In those times to be like, yeah, I'm going to wear this A in your face every fucking day.
Robert, do you know what we were talking about at all? Did you read that in school?
I did not.
You didn't have to read the Scarlet Letter? Oh, mm-mm. It's a good story.
I remember Hester Prynne the most, and it will always stick out to me because I did not read the Scarlet Letter when we had to read it.
I read enough to get an A on the test. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the very first quiz, it was asking what the main character's name was. And I obviously was like, Scarlet. Duh. So that was really how I learned her name was Hester Prynne. Because then when she was like, no, and to all the idiots that wrote Scarlet, I know you didn't read the book. And I was like, yeah, that was me. Hey, yeah, guess who's still graduated? Guess who's still graduated? Me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Just imagine if you had raised your hand right in that moment and went April Fool's.
I should have. And if I could go back now, but April Fool's. Just kidding, obviously. Classic prank. Clearly her name's not Scarlet. Why would they name her Scarlet even though the book's called Scarlet? That'd be crazy.
Makes and also the remake or the modern remake of it, Easy A. That was a fucking dope movie.
If you watch the movie
with Emma Stone.
If you watch the movie of Scarlet Letter, yeah, that basically was just a modern day version. I didn't think about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You never. She literally wore the Scarlet A in the fucking.
Yeah, no, I didn't put it. I just never put it together. I'm an idiot. I've seen that movie like once. I've seen that movie like once.
And dude, Stanley Tucci has her dad in it. So good. Everything about the movie is so good.
But I think the priest in the Scarlet Letter, the movie, was the dad from Home Alone. Go look that up.
I never watched the movie. I always heard about it because apparently, like in the movie, wasn't it Demi Moore played her? Yeah, Demi Moore, and apparently she took a bath at some point in it. Let's see, Gary Oldman is in it. I don't know what character.
Kevin McAllister's dad and
Arthur Demi something. What was the priest's name in it?
I don't fucking know.
Was it Arthur Dimmesdale? Dude, his name's Dimmesdale.
John Hurd.
No, it was Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman played the priest. Reverend Arthur Dimmesdale. I didn't see the Rev in front of his name. Yeah, Gary Oldman, who played Commissioner Gordon in the Christian Bale Batmans. So you're way off.
No, there is one. There is one. Meg Foster and John Hurd played Hester Prynne. And
they remade Arthur. It again.
It was the 1979 version.
Damn, Robert Duvall was in the Demi Moore one, too.
We need to remake Scarlet Letter. Sydney Sweeney's obviously Hester.
Let's get Emma Stone to star in it and make it modern and put her in high school.
No. We got to do the old school version of it. But yeah, regardless. So most
I love when we get to the point of the show where we're just googling shit we're talking.
We're fact checking. Excuse us.
So it probably sounds like shit, but it makes me laugh every time. We're like, we're so meta right now.
At least
we're
not shopping. That's the worst. When we shop for 20 minutes. Dude, look at this hat. Look at this hat.
Also, it's just you can always just say we're being meta. I still don't fully fucking understand what that means. But I say
it's all a big April Fool's joke.
Dude, April Fool's is so meta.
April Fool's. You wouldn't get
it. Damn, maybe that's the best phrase. It's so meta. Just say nobody knows what it means.
So just to recap Quentin, or to recap Todd's question, the most womanly movie character of all time, I think we just got to go Ty. Elwood.
Ty, yeah, I was going to say either one. Not Roberts.
Elwood. Yeah. Elwood from Legally Blonde and Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter. Honorable mention Wonder Woman. Not taking anything away from her. She didn't have to wear that letter on her chest. Would have been a bloodbath. Doesn't even have
great theme music, though. The theme music for Wonder Woman was fucking elite.
And an invisible car, right?
She didn't have it. First of all, invisible plane. Didn't have that in the movie. I haven't seen Wonder Woman 1984. I don't know if she has that. She can fly.
That's why I didn't see it. That's why I didn't see
it. The plane was a good gimmick for like 60s cartoons, but like she can fly. She doesn't need a fucking invisible plane. It's super impractical.
What if Amelia Earhart had an invisible plane? All that would really throw a wrench in the situation.
Technically, it's been invisible for like the last 60 years.
Amelia Earhart was the original Wonder Woman. A lot of people don't know that.
Because we were wondering where she was.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Exactly what it was, Pat. We're so stupid.
Oh, it's so bad. I love it.
It's, yeah. All right. Next question we got is, sorry, my computer was being weird. This is from Bro Brad. Bro Brad, third or fourth time this year? Right now, if we had to give best answers question out, we're 1 month in. Bro Brad.
I get so excited when he sends us something.
I do too. I'm like, I always forget. Like, I know he like interacts with us, but I'm like, Bro Brad, tell us. Love you, buddy. Love you, Bro Brad. He's our real life superhero that listens to us.
He is.
Bro Brad, he's at DeLong Dude on Twitter, and he says, would you rather score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, score a basket in the NBA championship game, or score with Gail Godot? Oh, ironic. Ironic.
What about you, Robert?
Yeah, you gonna go Wonder Woman?
I love that baseball's not included, so this is actually a difficult decision for Robert.
No, that's actually pretty, because baseball's not included, it's pretty easy. I'll go
Gail Godot.
Yeah.
Wow, you pig.
It's fucking, that's so misogynistic. Yeah, Gal Gadot all day. All day.
All day?
All day. Like, even if you said I get to score, because I don't give a fuck about basketball, even if you said you get to score a touchdown for the Packers, like, that would be sick. But, like, bro, have you seen her? How many times on here have I said I need a strong Jewish woman to fucking tell me what to do? Come on.
I'm going to be the only one that takes the other one then. I'm going to take the unpopular side. I'm going to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, buddy. Heroes get remembered. Legends never die. Dude, you can't ever take a Super Bowl touchdown away from me. You can say I was lying about Gail Godot.
You can still lose.
Yeah,
I don't care. Lose? I caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You can always go look up that highlight. Like, that's sick. That's sick. Alex caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you lost.
I don't care.
Dude, I took down Gail Godot.
Last forever. Wow, dude. So what? I would like to think that it also means I win the Super Bowl. In my theory, I win the Super Bowl and I catch a touchdown in the Super Bowl. So then, like, flags fly forever, bro. Like, I don't know. You can make your own Gail Godot flag.
But that's the thing. You don't have the flag if you lose. Godot,
whatever the date is. No, but you do win in this scenario. If I catch a touchdown, I'm obviously winning. If I'm catching a touchdown in the Super Bowl, it's garbage time and we're already blowing them out. Like, that's me catching a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Like, I get to show you that YouTube clip forever. That would be the podcast intro. It'd just be me catching a touchdown in the Super Bowl, like, over the intro song over and over again. That'd be all it would be. You can say, like, oh, cool, you banged Gail Godot. Can't take away a Super Bowl touchdown. Can't take that away.
Yeah, like, if you could guarantee I get to win and it's for the Packers, I'm fucking taking that.
Yeah,
but if you don't give me those guarantees, I'm going to give Gal Gadot the worst 9 seconds of her life.
Yeah, Gal Gadot's going to hate me. I'm going to feel super stoked. I'm going to feel disappointed in myself after I let Gal Gadot down inevitably. I would feel just like the highest I've ever felt in my life. I'd feel the happiest ever if I caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I guess I have to take the football, though, because she's been married since 2008.
Nope, you can't. No change, no take backs.
Okay, I'm fine with taking Gal Gadot. Yeah, that's fine. Committed.
Wow, dude.
Which, by the way, I don't even know if her first name is pronounced Gal. That's how I've always said it.
I'm not a pronunciation expert.
Also, I could be like, I banged Wonder Woman.
But which one? There's too many.
Oh, I mean, fuck you. Give me a shot at Linda Carter, even still today. I will. Is Linda Carter still alive? That might be problematic. I can't say even still today. I got to be honest. I do find it kind of weird that of every time it's ever come up of all, you know, who would you bang? My answer was always Betty White. Because I was like, she's the funniest woman of all time. And, you know, how are you going to top that? Why is my answer always a old woman? There's really no other way to say it. Linda Carter is now 72. Still would. That's fucking Wonder Woman, dude.
Hey, Pat, I'm gonna do the Pat thing where I break in with breaking news that everybody listening will now know already. Boston College coach Jeff Hafley is expected to be the new defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. Jeff Hafley, Boston College coach.
Can't be worse.
What are your thoughts? Immediate reaction, go.
Boston is an Irish city. It's green. Packers are green. Connection.
Makes sense. Nailed it. All right.
I have no idea how Boston College's defense was last year.
They win.
He can't be worse than Joe Barry.
All right. Fair enough. And that was us breaking news that you already know the answers to.
Nobody would know that. Nobody cares about the Packers but me.
So, yeah, you guys are going to go Gale Doe. I'm going to go Super Bowl catch. That's a great question, Brad. I like that. But Brad's been giving us a bunch of like cool hypotheticals. The pharmaceutical test subject one last week with Patrick McClellan was really good. So, shout out to Brad, front runner right now for question and answers question asker at the Gravies. Raymundo Benavidez at Kmundo B. Speaking of Gravies Award winners, he was the man of the year last year. Raymundo says, do blind people wipe by smell?
They can still feel.
I would say feel is probably what it's got to be. It's just like, you know when you know.
This is something that's always been wild to me. Because I know a lot of people do wipe and look. I have never once wiped and looked in my life.
That's an insane move.
That's gross, dude. I'm not trying to
look. You never want to like, you got to kind of get the vibe. Dude, it's all feel. Oh, fuck. This is going to be a mess.
I can tell you this is how blind people wipe because it's how I wipe. It's feel. You know when you're done wiping. You know when you're not done wiping.
Not always. Sometimes you gotta check and be like, all right, nothing there. Cool.
Do you flush with the while you're still on the toilet?
No. Oh no. I mean, see that I was gonna say that's. I don't want to look at a wiped poo. I will stand up and look at my poop in the toilet and be like, poop. Because sometimes it's magnificent and you have to send your friends a picture. You know.
All right. Forgot you've done that.
Yeah. If you've never sent your friends a picture of your poop, I just don't know. Minute. But you've done it. Robert, I'm not surprised, has never done it. Mm-mm. The only time Robert would ever do it would be medical. Like, doctor, this is what we're working with.
Yeah, I did medical, yeah. But no, not just someone I know.
I did it. I've probably done it in the last 2 months, to be honest with you.
But no, I think that blind people have to do it by feel.
Still. It's feel.
And they're probably like really good at it, I bet. Like they just got like a sixth sense. Like
you I do can anything tell
my
enough.
Asshole's clean.
I bet you I've spent 10,000 hours at it. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, so the more you do it, the better you are at it. Goes a good question, Mundo. But that would be like if you're blind and can you imagine if you accidentally dab your nose? Like that's just this is a problem. The problem waiting to happen if you're wiping based on smell. Good question, though. Final question.
And also, here's why it wouldn't be smell. They're sitting on a pile of shit. That smell's going to waft up. You're not going to get an accurate smell test.
I feel like there is a difference between like the smell of shit from the toilet and the smell of shit right in front of your face, though.
It depends on the shit, dude.
But you gotta find the direction. Yeah, like I don't know if you can tell that until it's touching your nose at that point. Like I don't want shit on my nose.
Yesterday, all of my poops were very pungent. It was straight up, like as soon as it started, I was like, I want to be out of this bathroom right now, but I'm not gonna be for a while. That'll permeate fucking space and time. It doesn't matter if it's underneath my ass or in front of my face.
I like the stalls we have at work, Robert, at iHeartRadio. They have the like full door stalls, but the huge downside is that like the stalls that don't go all the way to the floor, they air it out a little bit. And this, like, sometimes you just walk in and be like, whoo, that's been sitting here. It's been sitting here for a while. It's just that air is just stuck with you.
That's one of the worst. You really have to poop and you can't hold it. And you get in there and you just get hit in the face with somebody else's poop. And you're like, I can't not go right now.
Just hold your breath. Just get on it. Get in, get out.
If someone is waiting behind you and you're like, dude, that wasn't me. That's the worst feeling.
But that always, just makes it seem like it is you. Every time you're like, that. Somebody blew it up, and I was like, oh, that guy's obviously the guy that's doing that. He's throwing us off the set.
No, but I would be like, dude, sorry, give it a minute. But if it's not me, should I'm like, do, dude, that wasn't me.
Just walk out and be like, April Fools. I'm like, fuck, dude. What'd you do?
Do the Ace Ventura. Do not go in there. Seriously, don't go in there.
Not even April Fools this time. Not even. Good question, Raymundo. Let's wrap it up. Our final question of the week. Alexis Garcia at Alexis Texas _ on Twitter. Alexis Garcia says, if two coworkers get caught in the act of fellatio, is it more embarrassing for the one giving head or receiving?
Coworkers,
I'm assuming you're at work when you're caught, right?
That's what I'm assuming too.
Embarrassing.
If it's man and woman, I think it's kind of always more embarrassing for the woman. Whether giving or receiving. Because, like, a dude, you're like, yeah, I was getting hit. Like, it's not really that bad. And even if you're the one going down on her, then it's her privates who are, or I don't know why I said it, her vagina that's exposed. I feel like that's going to be a more embarrassing for her. As a dude,
you might have
never
wet face. That's embarrassing. Like, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to get.
If you're Italian, then you can't be caught doing that because they're supposed,
you can't.
Supposed to do that.
Then you're out on the Cosa Nostra.
No fagule.
I think it's, as far as man on man, woman on woman, I don't know. Never been there.
I tend to think if you are the one performing the act as opposed to receiving it, I think it's awkward for both of you because you're caught in the act at work with another coworker. So everybody's like, oh, do you see so-and-so we're hooking up? But if you're the one performing the act, I don't care if it's male or female or whatever it is. You're in like a compromised position where you're like on your knees or you're down or whatever it is. It's like, I feel like you are in a more awkward spot more likely than the person receiving. And so I'm just going to say probably the person giving is usually in a slightly more awkward spot. Although I feel like you're probably in a lot of trouble at this point anyway. So it's an awkward spot for everybody. But if you had to pick one of the two, I would say the person giving, which isn't fair because you're being kind to someone else. You're giving that gift to someone else. You should not feel worse.
I didn't even think of that angle that you could get in trouble for that.
I would imagine you're fired at just about every job.
Most jobs. I feel like at my job, I don't think you would be. As long as it's not like during business hours.
Well, you're in the food industry. That's different.
Yeah, it's a very different
food
world.
And bar industry doesn't.
But also,
count.
I could just never imagine. Unless it was somebody that I would be ashamed to be going down on, which I just wouldn't be going down on them. So that's what I'm just saying. As I can't imagine ever being ashamed getting caught going down on a girl. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think most of the time it is the one giving.
The one giving. Because you're obviously committing. I'm a lady fan, but if you're getting head, you're like, I didn't do anything. I just stood there. I felt good. I don't know what to do.
Because like, then you can hope you can just wave them out of the room and the person giving you head won't even notice. You just keep going.
Yeah. Robert, what were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah. See, I was going to say the one receiving be more embarrassing because, you know, the one giving, you know, like if they are on their knees, whatever, they can just, stand up quickly and, you know, that's it. But if you're the one to be received, then your junk's out there. Pants are probably around your ankles. They had to bend over like, oh, yeah, there's more fumbling around going on.
Yeah, it really depends.
There
on
is
setup.
The fumbling.
Because if you just pull out, if you just do it through the zipper or whatever, or just the top, like, you know, if you don't have it all the way around your ankles, you can kind of like, for a lot of dudes, you can go, zzz, zzz. And if it's a girl, if you have a skirt or a dress on, you can kind of just down. Right
Aha! I don't know why I fucking had to do the
April
noise
Fools.
With the action.
If you do ever get caught in the act of having sex with a coworker, though, just be like, April Fools. Ha ha. Prank.
Oh, it's on my
lunch
break.
Good. I would imagine, you know, I get what Robert's saying. I just feel like it goes back to like the dumb guy brain where you're like, ah, he's getting head.
Yeah.
Like you I was feel like it looks cool that you were getting head, even though it might not right? be.
Because even like, if then later they're like, you got a small dick. I was like, well, somebody was sucking it, so I don't feel bad about it.
Right.
You can say whatever you want.
If somebody wanted to go down on me, no matter what, it's like that makes you feel a little bit better.
Right.
Especially like it would suck if you had like just like you were getting reciprocated. They were reciprocating to you and you got like they got caught at the end. Like you're like, at least I didn't get caught doing it. I mean, I did, but like not in the beginning.
Your beard is wet, so you caught a little bit, but
yeah, because I feel like you'd have like a shiny face. You know, like it's embarrassing to perform it as a dude at that. Yeah, no, but it's like that's what's up? Oh, hey guys, April Fools. Boy, my mouth down. No, I'm not Italian, I promise. Sorry, Uncle Julie. All right. That was a great question, Alexis. This is a fucking A+ crop of questions. Last week's question, like 2024, the questions we've had for the answer segment have been the best through the first month of the year ever. So keep them coming. We love you guys at @PassAgreePod, # PTG answers. Please keep those coming. Let's stockpile them. There have been some of you guys that have sent some that I haven't got to yet. I promise I'm trying to get to them. If you put in a not cool, sometimes I'll try and just grab an answers and I'll move around the not cool so I don't double dip as much. But I appreciate all of you guys. If you want to load us up with the answers questions, send us 6-7 at a time. Whenever they come to you, we're going to sort through them. Just because I haven't asked them yet doesn't mean I'm not going to ask them. We love you guys. Y'all are the fucking best. At @PassGrayPod, # PTG answers for the answers segment. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Pat is at not Pat Dion. Robert is at RobertBarbosa03. Shout out to Cruz and Samantha. They just brought their a baby into this world earlier this week. So congratulations. New round of applause, everybody.
Congrats.
We have a new gravy baby. New gravy baby in here. They did say his name. I'm not gonna say his name. I don't want anybody. I don't know. I don't know. People are weird about that. So as a soon to be father myself, I don't know how like the kid's name is this. I don't know how that all works. But congrats to Cruz and fam. You guys are the best. And hope mom and baby are healthy and crushing it. And that baby's gonna be one hell of a kid growing up listening to Pass the Gravy. I just know it. That kid's destined for greatness. He's going to lead this nation. Again, at Alex J. Middleton, at not Pat Dion, at RobertBarbosa03, and then at Pass the Great Pod. Follow us on all socials. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok. Go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ at Pass the Great Podcast. Just subscribe, share us with a friend. Come on, guys. If you want to go passthegreatmerch.com, new It's April Fool's Somewhere shirts. They're going to be the sickest shirts we've ever put out. It's April Fool's Somewhere going up in the store. By Friday at the latest, we will post as soon as they're up at the store. But can't wait to see you guys either not buy them and me feel like an idiot, or hopefully they go flying off the shelves and I'm going to be like, I knew you guys would love this shit. You guys are the best. We fucking love you guys. Don't forget to give us the 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever else you listen to podcasts. Go comment ja-ja-ja on the YouTube videos, on all the videos we post. Just comment ja-ja-jas. Let us know that you're supporting the podcast. You guys are the best. And before we get out of here, let's do our random celebrity guesses, huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got to do. We got to do two since Pat wasn't here last week, right?
Okay.
All
right. Did you
do
it?
So we got to come up with two different names.
Did you try?
I did. I don't remember who I guessed, but I was wrong.
Yeah. Everybody's wrong. All right. I'm gonna pull it up on my phone so you guys can see it too.
Are we doing the same person both guesses, or do we have to do different guesses?
We can change it up. Let's change it up.
I want to change
you
it.
You can stick with it. We did that with Pat. Pat McClellan really loved that game. We could have done it for 30 minutes at the end of that. Mm-hmm. I think we did it 3 or 4 times.
I only have one in my brain. I'm going to come up with the second one on the fly, but.
All right. I'm opening this. All right. So here we go. Robert E. Lee is the one that is currently up right now. So that's our starting point. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go around the room. Robert, who you got?
I was going to go historical too, because last week, one of them was historical. I'm going Alexander Hamilton.
All right. Pat?
I'm going Gary Oldman.
I'm going to go Theodore Roosevelt. I'm going to go old school too. All right.
Ooh,
ready?
Teddy?
Teddy Roses. Blaise Pascal, mathematician, physicist, inventor. Pascal's triangle.
Thank God we're doing a second one.
He died in 1662. All right. I'm going to say Theo's out. Neil Armstrong. One of the astronauts we can name.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Orville Redenbacher.
Ooh, that's a good one. Regis Philbin. All right, last one, last one, last one, last one, last one. Okay. We can't do 100 each time. We got to go back to the one. Just.
Ooh, Amelia, Nelson
Amelia
Mandela.
Hart, Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart. Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll go Liam Neeson.
There we go. 3, 2, 1. Will I Am. Will I Am from the Black or Black Eyed Peas. All right.
I was closest.
So 0 for 3, everybody. And I hope somebody gets it eventually. One of these days, when we do get it, it's going to be absolutely electric. But we're literally just picking names out of everybody.
We're never going to get it. It's going to take
the odds that we get that. Buy a lottery ticket if one of us hits it. You guys are the best. We fucking love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your gravy day. Don't forget, it is tax day, so don't forget to pay your taxes. It's an Olympic year. We got to do it this year. But we love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you next week. And until then, pass the gravy. Yeah, bitches.
Gravy gang, gang, gang. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy, we're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
Now we go ahead and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Houston, Texas, hometown. Pass the gravy, pass the
loud.
We can talk and go for hours.
Hours.
Entertainment superpower.
Gang.
Gravy gang getting louder.
Louder.
Gassed up, no chowder.
Yeah.
We live. No router.
Live-o.
Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy. We're going fishing for your bitch today.
Hey.
We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
And we go ahead and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Fools.
Ha ha! Ha ha!